My puffer's gone.
It fell off, dude. Your mic off. Is naked for the very beginning of the show, dude.
Hello.
We're back. Now we can actually speak.
Shows.
Without worried about your naked microphone.
Yeah, it was facing the wrong way, too. I wonder who did that.
Probably Chris. She was in here on Friday, also on the stream, so. Using your equipment, man. Getting it all dirty and.
How dare she?
Does it smell like girl?
I can't smell.
That was so gross.
I can't smell. Still sick, guys.
Oh my god, dude.
Still remnants.
She also probably messed with your headphone volume if you want to turn that up or down. I think I kind of guessed where I thought you usually had it, and I think I got it.
I mean, yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just want to make sure. I actually had to turn my headphone volume up this week.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Going more deaf.
Yep. That's what happened. I'm going more deaf. Like, I'm just sitting here, and, like, I can't hear anything. And then I turned it up, and now I can never go back down.
Let's see. What can we do to damage my ears? Okay, yeah, that's better.
I mean, it's so much better when you could hear yourself really loud.
Oh, but now I can hear all my sniffles.
Well, yeah, that's
not going to be
that's
good.
What me and the audience have been hearing, you know, the last couple days. Hey, guys in chat, how you doing? DoTube
hey,
is being
neeps.
Weird. Taylor, how you doing? Love the Hogs. Basement Brain, how you doing, dude? Glad you're here. Finally. It's nice to see you. And Morris, how you doing, dude? Good to see you as well. Love the Hogs, everybody. Loving the Hog Spam.
So many
can never get enough Hog Spam, dude. That is just a fact.
I love you people.
But hey,
you're
hey,
so nice.
how's your weekend going, guys? Here it was. Here we had just a cold snap. It was 87 degrees on Friday, and then it was 30 degrees on Saturday.
With
both
very,
Fahrenheit,
very slight snow.
Yes, we had snow, but it didn't actually, like, stick to the ground. It was just enough to pelt our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, wind gusts of, like, 50 miles an hour.
It's
horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, it feels like December or January again, and it's April.
Very upset about
Basement
it.
Basement Break found a new apartment. That's awesome, dude. Oh, that was actually quick. Wasn't it just last week he's like he was going apartment hunting?
I think so.
I think it was just last week, so that's pretty quick. Of course,
lucky
it's Wichita.
You,
there's only, like, six places you could actually
that's
choose from.
That's true.
Like, if you have, like, three qualifiers, like I want two bathrooms, I want to be less than $800 a month, and I want to be on the east side, you have six choices, and that's it. That's pretty much how apartment hunting in Wichita works.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's not...
I mean, that's the same for the west side.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the... I said Wichita, that would include both the east
you said
and the...
east, though.
That was an example of a qualifier.
Oh.
Are you okay, man?
No.
I'm a little worried about you. You look like you're having trouble breathing.
I am.
Like, you shouldn't sound wheezy when breathing through your mouth. Stop doing that.
It's not good, man. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm a little worried the equipment takes out the wheezing, so you can't hear him wheeze,
that's
but
good.
It's like...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Yeah, it does.
Basement Brain with 5 months...
Oh, my God. 5 months, man.
I feel like he resubs every other week, not every other month.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like he resubs more often than every month?
He's a big tipper, though, too.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's got some racket going
he's
where he can,
so
like,
good.
He has a time machine or something for subs. 5 months of subs. I mean, that's the maximum amount.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
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 That's crazy. Basement, you're awesome.
Five. I think 5 months is the longest possible. Because, I mean, Z-Swigs, I also sub day one. So when my sub comes up, which I feel should be before Basement Brains.
Yeah.
Ooh. I just don't understand, man.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
He's like, no, you.
Aww.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate 5 months of
that's
hog spamming in chat. That's what we like to see. So
awesome.
It's just that's just mind blowing to me that it's
5 months.
5 months.
Dude, yeah, I was gonna say I love our audience, man.
Yeah, I do too.
They're so nice.
I do
and
too.
Good, and they're here, and
they are here, and they're here, and we love them. So
it's just nice.
Yeah. Today on the show, we're gonna talk a little bit about the show. I just have, like, some thoughts about content and how we can make the show better for all of you fine people. You guys are very talkative. Like, you're in our Discord, you're on the Twitter, you're in the chat every episode, and I feel like you guys may not know that you're allowed to give feedback or comment on the show outside of live chat, and that's the conclusion I came to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you guys, like, want to ask questions or be like, hey, talk more about this, or this sucks, don't ever talk about it again, or maybe don't have Colby breathe directly into the microphone when it sounds like he's dying. If you want to provide comments like that, feel free to do so. This is a two-way street. Like, and I understand that, like, some people out there may be like, they don't want to hear my comments. Like, if you people out there, I know the lurkers out there, all right? Chat, not talking to you right now. The lurkers. These are the people on the iTunes, the Stitchers, the Google Plays out there who are just listening in audio. The people that we mock relentlessly for not being hip or cool, all right? I know you're out there. And I know you think you're not hip or cool enough to tweet us or email at SethandColby.com or join the Discord or whatever because you're nervous or because you don't think you have good enough thoughts. I want to hear from you the most.
The most.
Equally as much as everyone else. But I want to hear from them. Like, I don't want you to be like, I can't talk to Seth. He'll yell at me. I will not. I honestly think everyone hates everything I do. I promise you I won't. So reach out. At ZSwigsHigh is a good way. You could email at SethandColby.com is our email address if you feel like doing that in a non-public forum. You can also DM us on Twitter or me personally. So if you have thoughts or whatever, let them know. Electrical Skateboard's a bot, Morris. He's in every stream. Every stream has Electrical Skateboard. He used to be Faguent. Faegwent. He was in every stream. And then they updated their name to Electrical Skateboard. He's following you? All right. Well.
Sketchy.
Morris, you may be in Skynet and not know it.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Morris is a robot.
But yeah, Electrical Skateboard's in every... Well, I mean, I only do like 3 or 4 streams, but ever since I've started streaming, you know, he's always been in there every time. He doesn't count as a viewer. He's just in there because he's a bot. I don't really know what these bots do.
Yeah.
But there's a couple bots out there that just... are there.
He's listening for the FBI.
Yeah. There's a few bots that pop in and out that are like, I'm like, who is this guy that's been lurking in chat for 300 years? And yeah. I'll click on him, and it's like some Twitch channel that's like, follow me and we'll host you. And I'm like, does this stuff work? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean like the auto-hosting and stuff, because that does tend to work usually, but does anyone like, I'm going to follow this bot so I could see who followed him, so I could see who likes to be hosted?
I don't know.
I don't think like anyone wants that type of spam, right? Because there's no content curation of any kind. It's just anyone who hit follow
right.
on that dude has a chance of being hosted when they go live.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's Instagram accounts like that everywhere for Instagram, too.
But do they work?
I highly doubt it.
I don't think they work, right?
No. Typically, those accounts have more followings.
Right.
Like they're following more
people. Right. Well, that's the way they grow. And I don't know how they... Like, do they get to brag about it? Like, what are they... I don't get the point of them.
They're there to...
do they turn that into advertising, or are they selling our data like everybody else? Is that what it is, baby? I don't know, dude. I don't know how those people make money.
Smaller ones? Because I've seen small ones try and do it.
Right, like every once in a while I'll get like, you know, like, well, I'll like hashtag it Overwatch or something on my Instagram, and I'll get like, Overwatch, follow back, and I'll be like, no. You know, it's just like, get free likes for following this channel. I'm just like, what does this channel get from that?
You got me, man.
I just don't understand.
I'm having trouble talking.
I know, man. I could tell. Also, I don't understand the people who just want likes for likes. Like, you know.
Dude,
people who,
it's a number, man.
Well, and it also doesn't help. Like, we could go and buy 5,000 Twitch followers, but the concurrence would stay the same, and the people who donate would stay the same.
Uh-huh.
Like, having 5,000 followers doesn't make us more money.
No.
So it's just like an ego boost, right? Like, I got 5,000 followers
yeah.
on Twitch, you know?
It would be more for, like, I would think, number-wise, for advertisers and things like that. That's what they look at.
I don't know if they do,
I feel
man.
Like they would look at concurrent
I feel like when Monster
too,
Energy Drink decides to sponsor a stream, they don't look at the followers. They look at their community and go, yeah, these people have a lot of chatters and a lot of people talking to them on Twitter.
I would
like,
say so.
It puts you higher on the talk show category. I think that's viewers, though, isn't it? Basically, that doesn't have anything to do with followers. Like, we could buy ViewBots, and that would be a thing, and we could boost the numbers that way, but that's live viewers. That doesn't help us make money, but it does help us get higher to the thing, but that doesn't have anything to do with followers. I don't know, man. I just don't understand why people do things they do.
Weird accounts do weird things,
Weird accounts do weird things, man. I don't know. But, today we're going to talk about some changes to the show. It's not really changes. Changes is too, like, aggressive of a term.
Yeah.
Because it's not really changes. It's more like...
No, we don't change.
Updates. You know, Taylor in Discord was scared, by the way, because she's like, last time you guys changed, You only did one show a year for 10 years. And I'm like, that's not the kind of changing I'm talking about. We're
ending the show.
No, it's over. No. I told her she doesn't have to worry about that. And also, we definitely did two episodes in 2013. So.
Yeah, two, yeah. Taylor. So. Two.
And technically not 10 years, because we celebrated our 10-year anniversary a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we did 76 episodes in that time, at least.
In the 1 year?
In that one... Yeah, in that 9-month period, we did 70 episodes, yeah. Plus, you know, the other episodes in between.
76, man.
Yeah, because we did... So, 2008, we stopped in May. We did two in 2009. So, first of all, Taylor's wrong right there. Right off the bat. All right, so then you got to start counting at 2010. Mm-hmm. We did one. All right, 11, we did one. 12, we did one. 13, we did two. So, there's 5 episodes right there. 5 episodes over 4 years. That's pretty dang good, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's worried.
So impressive.
But they were good episodes, Colby. They were good.
They were good.
I don't remember what we did on those episodes. I honestly can't stand by them. One of them resulted in a really good photo shoot that's lasted us...
this long.
Yeah. 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah. But let's play the intro. We'll do the intro, get that out of the way, and then we will come back, and I'm gonna talk about the show. All right?
Okay.
So let's do that.
Let's do that.
Here we go.
All right.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'd like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast that is live twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't want to watch this live video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby, and the audio versions are available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, just go to SethandColby.com for all of the links to everything that you want to click and watch and view and listen and all that type of stuff. So, guys, thank you for being here.
Stuffing this stuff.
Here's how you can support us, all right? Because supporting us is a big deal. Because without your support, we wouldn't be here doing this show.
Without your support, I'm dying.
Yeah, Colby would not come here sick if it wasn't for your support. And I wouldn't want to sit next to a sick Colby if not for your support. So, here's the way you can do it. First off, we'll cover the freeways, all right? They all involve follow buttons, except for YouTube, which is different and requires a subscribe, which is different than the Twitch subscribe, which costs money. So hold on to your seats. Here we go. Number one, go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click follow. It's free, and it helps us out. We just talked about how unimportant followers are, but do it anyway.
Do it
because
anyway.
Because we love being hypocrites,
yeah,
and so
like
does Voldemort.
To see the numbers.
Here's Voldemort. Still Voldemort. Doesn't sound like Voldemort, but it is.
It's definitely not.
It's him. Also, you can go to youtube.com/SethandColby, click subscribe. It's also free. And you can go to twitter.com/SethandColby and follow us there for updates throughout the week. Also, we're adding some new social media. Like, I'm going to start updating them. You could follow them if you'd like. We would appreciate it. They're all there. There's not a lot of content up yet because I'm going to start these coming weeks, but Instagram.com/SethandColby and Facebook.com/SethandColby also exist. If you don't want to follow Facebook properties, you go ahead and you not do that. That's fine. But they're there for all the people out there who like the Facebooks, because there's a few of you, and they're there for you now. So also, in addition to following us for free, you can also give us your money. Number one way to do that is through the subscribe button, $4.99 a month and up. Get you a hog. Put anywhere in chat. On any Twitch channel. Anywhere. Alright. And then donations of $5 or more, including bits of $500 or more, result in a very loud foghorn going off that interrupts the show, gives me cardiac arrest. I almost die. And we absolutely will not read your name or your message in entirety if it's not appropriate. Colby, did you mine for any?
No.
No?
No.
You seed it to me that I've never said that?
Yep.
All right. That was easy. All I had to do was wait 3 days, and he gave up.
Dude, the sickness is too real. I can't scour through the hours of our 76 episodes.
You literally can't. You just, it's not hours. It's 5 minutes of 76 episodes. YouTube covered 20 of them already,
hours.
And he ruled them out. So that's all right, though, man. I'll take a victory whatever I can get it.
Yep.
Also, you can go buy a Seth and Colby t-shirt, SethandColby.com/merch. We got hoodies up there as well if you want to check those out. And, yeah, that's it, dude. That's it for the show. So that's it for the intro, not for the entire show. Show's still going on.
Show's still
we're
here.
We're not even half done
doing
with the show, man.
Stuff with the audio and talking.
Yes.
TikTok talking.
That's the new description for the show. Doing stuff with the audio and talking.
TikToking.
Tick-tocking? Tickety-tockety-tock?
Yep.
Tick-tock. All right, guys. So here's what I want to talk about, all right? I've been thinking about ways, because obviously I do this for a living. This is my job. This show and then my stream every day is how I make my money to pay my bills and things.
Money.
So part of that job is figuring out how we can grow the show. And since Colby has another job, also he's sick.
Yes.
I don't count on him or ask him to look at any of the stats. Also, I don't believe Colby even has access.
I don't know how to see it.
I think you could probably see Twitch. That's about it. But anyway, point is, I was looking at stats and stuff, okay? And I make jokes occasionally. I'm sure most of you regulars have heard me say that we're about to start topics so y'all can leave, which is kind of a joke. But it turns out it's not a joke. Like, let's just look at last week's stream summary, chat, okay? So, first of all, I don't know why Twitch keeps reverting my dark mode selection, okay? It's blinding me. This is this week. I don't want to see this Sunday. Okay, this is last Sunday's stream, okay? Or it's last Thursday. I'm sorry. Last Thursday's stream. So, last Thursday, for the first time, we did Colby Plays Games. I thought it was a great success. Colby, we're going to talk about that in a bit and get his entire thoughts on it now that he's had a chance to sleep on. I'm sure that his opinion has changed 100%, and he's now in love with Bloodborne. He thinks it's his favorite game, and he wishes he could play it again. So, here's the point, okay? Look here, down here, at our total views, okay? This is where we started going live at 6:50. We start 10 minutes early, okay? This is the start of the show. Four viewers, people show up. That's how Twitch works. Like 10 minutes into the show, 20 minutes in, that's or any stream is when the viewers start to show up. That's why most streams, including us, do a stream is starting soon and then an intro and that type of stuff. Because it takes a while for people to get off the couch, and I don't really know why it takes a long time. Like, when someone goes live for me, I just swipe, and I'm right there. But apparently people need time to prepare.
Yeah, people have lives where they're doing other things, and then they get the notification, and they're like, all right, I need to stop my life and go and
I guess.
And watch
I guess
right
that's
now.
What happens. But,
that's my guess.
But that's a thing that exists on Twitch, and it's a fact. So, seeing it, so about right here, we get 10 viewers, 8 viewers. So we're 15 minutes, 20 minutes into the show, 25 minutes into the show, and we're averaging about 8 viewers, all right? Upwards of 10 to 8, which is really good numbers for our show.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't know how many viewers we have, but I bet it's not 10. Okay. So this is really good for us. And then we do the intro 25 minutes in, and then we start talking about topics. And the next hour, or the next half hour, is topics. And we have 5. At 8 o'clock, we sign off the air, and we do Colby Plays Games. And then look, 6, 8. 7, 7, 8, 9, 8, 8, 10, 9, 10, 10. Okay, do you see what I mean? This lull right here, the only time that we had numbers as bad as this is when we were starting the show. The very beginning of the show. Now, if I go back to Sunday's episode, you can see this one was the one where we tried to get 3 episodes? No, it wasn't. But you can see here, 2:30, okay, 30 minutes into the show, right here, about 45 minutes of the show, and then we start getting to topics. Okay, look at this. 5, 4, 4. It's just, it tapers off as we back the show with topics. Okay, and then Thursday, this one doesn't count because this is the one where we tried to get 10 viewers as a joke. Mm-hmm. But even it, you can see it's front loaded. 11, 12. And down here, we had more viewers than usual, but it's still the lowest counts of the show are at the very tail end when we start talking about topics.
Yeah.
So here's my point. What we used to do on this show, okay, this show used to be built around this, and mostly because the shows that I emulated when I started podcasting were these hot talk shows, the Don and Mike show, Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, those types of shows. Okay, the more aggressive, in your face, everything is personal, and everything in my life was fodder. Okay, so as I grew older, I started to get less. I don't know if it's less mean, because Colby could probably attest that I'm still pretty mean.
Oh yeah,
off the air, but only really to him and about people behind their backs.
Yep.
Back in the day, I used to like play clips of their life and literally ravage them to the audience. Like, unofficial Tony P has no idea how lucky he is that he knows me now and not 8 years ago.
Oh yeah, you've been playing that.
We would have done a whole show dissecting that show. The entire episode would have been about his episode and me relentlessly just burning bridges as we go through it. Every one of your friends on that show who I've never met would never meet me because of the things I would say about people and their appearance and their voices and their topic of contents and their pets and their animals. All of those things. Just see, scorched earth.
See, I think that's the difference. Is that all of those thoughts are still in there for you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You just don't vocalize
right.
them a lot.
Right, because I'm older and I feel like I'm wiser and it's not, I don't know, like.
You're punching down, it feels like, maybe.
No, I don't think it's punching down because I definitely don't feel like I'm above these people. I think it's more of the fact that cheap shots are easy.
Yeah.
And so I kind of...
Digging for more comedy gold other than that.
Yeah. You know, and I feel like it's like the teenager who cusses because he can.
Yeah.
It's that type of idea. Like, you can do things without having to use that content. And I should be a better broadcaster than getting the low-hanging fruit.
I'm all about the low-hanging fruit.
Well, that's a part of the problem, is I feel most of the audience for these types of shows look for that low-hanging fruit.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't. And also, part of the problem is I'm out of touch. I'm the first to admit it. Like, I don't know how some of these other podcasts you listen to, like, because you listen to podcasts and stuff on the internet, and not all of them are this just open format like we have.
Right.
But they're still. Do they go after things like that still, low hanging fruit and all of that type of stuff? Because to me, it feels like that's a dying medium. Like, shows like our show was 5 years ago no longer exist. Like, even Opie and Anthony are off the air. You know, Adam Carolla is a podcast pay only. You know, Howard Stern's the only dude who's still doing stuff, and he's the nicest radio host in the history of radio hosts right now, and he's only on the air 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And he's making more money than all of us.
It's definitely, like, I mean, PewDiePie is a good example, because he does content.
But does he ravage other people?
Sometimes.
But do you think it's as, because you were there, Taylor was there, do you think it's as brutal as I used to be?
No.
Right. And that's the thing.
Or else we'll get called for bullying.
Well, that I didn't even think about that. That's a new worry now. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared of bullying, though. I mean, yeah. I'm fat. I've been bullied my whole life.
Right.
So.
Well, and you're not the most subscribed to YouTube channel on the internet.
Yet.
Talk about punching down. That's
right.
Punching down.
Right. What I've seen that I think is interesting are Discord interviews with viewer if you're looking for suggestions. Basement Brain, quit being so thirsty. All right, man? Just quit being so thirsty for airtime, man.
Thirsty?
He's thirsty. He's over there thirsting.
He wants to be on the show, man.
No, we're going to talk about new segments here in a bit. We're going to segue into that there, Basement. So here's the thing. We have to find a happy medium between talking about things that are relevant in the news, but aren't necessarily relevant to us or the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And me 10 years ago, where we talked exclusively about our lives and the people in them.
Yes.
We have to find some middle ground in there. Because another part of the problem is, and me and Colby have talked about this many times, is that our lives are boring now. But I'm not totally sure that they're any less boring than they used to be, and then that makes me angry, because that means I'm getting worse at this type of medium and not better. Because if I could take boredom of me working, like back then I did Duo 12 hours a day and had a full-time job.
Right.
At least it felt like that. It probably wasn't actually 12 hours a day. But we were doing four or five shows a week. Mm-hmm. We did a little show every day, live, and then produced, and then put up online. And I had a 40-hour-a-week job, which I hated. There was nothing interesting about that job. I was literally the FedEx Kinko's of an airplane company. It was horrible. I was making copies all day and filing. And only the last 6 months did I build a website and before I quit my job the day that I found out my ex-wife was pregnant. Okay, so like my life was not that exciting back then either.
Sounds pretty exciting.
But we filled 2 hours every week with just our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can't do that now, I should be ashamed because I should be getting better at this, not worse. So if I can't churn what I do now into content,
mm-hmm.
and I could then,
yeah.
as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, then that's a failure on my part of getting better at this medium. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, because this is the one I tell people, this is the only thing I'm actually good at. This is it. This is all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Really well. Like, I'm very confident in my ability to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel in my heart of hearts that I was better at it 10 years ago than I am now. And I don't know if that's because that I'm actually worse or because I stopped trying as hard to do a show, if that makes sense. Like, I think me and you, I'll just get really real. I think some of it falls to me and you resting on our laurels a bit because we don't have to do a show to do a show.
Right.
You and I can come in here and, like, we joke about, like, not doing three episodes. Literally, me and you could come in here and we could do 2 hours every evening, every day,
mm-hmm.
with no problems. But the content of it would suffer because we don't do prep or any of that type of stuff. And I think that we forget that sometimes, or at least I do, that I forget that in order to do a good show, maybe you do have to do some prep and think about what do I want to talk about this week instead of me coming in here an hour before the show and skewering the top stories of Reddit news, movies, and
right.
going to FARC and all those things and being like, here's the show. You know, and because we used to do that, like we used to text each other all the time and be like, here's what happened this week. We should talk about this on the show, you know, and that type of stuff. And I'm not necessarily saying that we need to do that much work, but I am saying that I'm going to start doing that much work.
I would say yes. It's harder. I don't know. For me nowadays, it's harder just to remember
right.
day to day. And so like when something happens or you think of something that you would be a good life
no, I'm with
discussion
you.
Or something like that, write it down.
Right, Taylor just said it in chat. No, you're not worse, but your grind has slowed down a little, so you're not as much in the swing of things. And that's what I think that's the nail right there that needs to be hit on the head, so to speak. Because we never made money doing this show,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Right,
not one time.
No,
but we worked harder when we did it for free
mm-hmm.
than now when it's our job. Like, it's more my job than it's your job, but we've made, you know, we make $50 to $100 a month, knock on wood, doing this show every month now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if the product needs to get better,
yeah.
and people are giving us their money, not only do we have a responsibility to give them the best that we possibly can, but also we should be more focused on it than we were before when we weren't making money and we were just doing it so we could tell people we have a podcast in 2008 when no one knew what a podcast was.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I'm trying to think of reasons as to why we feel that way now.
I think it's chat hits it. It's just, I mean, Basic Braid said, you know, I get more bored as I got older, too. Morris says everyone does. I think it's just a little bit of that. I think
it's
we're
just
complacent.
All about jaded, too.
We're complacent. We're jaded. We've done it for so long. And
without monicum of success until right now.
Right.
And then even though we're seeing that success.
Right.
To me, I know I do it all the time where I'm just like, yeah, I got to go do the show, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, I looked at the list of people that were here waiting,
right.
waiting for the show to start.
Right.
And I'm just like, these people take the time
I know.
Out of their lives to watch us be idiots.
Yes.
And that's just, it doesn't hit me as hard as
well,
it should.
Well, I think part of it is our overall personalities as well. It's why me and Colby work so well together is that we always think we suck.
Yeah.
At everything we possibly do.
Yeah.
That's why like people ask me all the time in my chat, like, if you had 100 viewers, would you do a different show than you do right now? And the answer is no. And it's not because I don't look at view counts ever. It is out of sight, out of mind to me, because it doesn't matter. To me, I'm doing the same show for one that I would be doing for 100,000. Mm-hmm. There's no difference besides the speed of chat and what chat is saying and how I'm interacting with chat. That would be the only difference in content. I would be saying this now if I had Ninja's audience or if I had you fine people. All right, that's the thing. But the way I look at it, I think the bedrock of the issue is that I don't do a show on default for 100,000. I do a show on default for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to start being like, how do I entertain 100,000 people instead of how do I entertain the people, the little bit of people that are here? How do I do, like, I feel like I'm doing the bare minimum
mm-hmm.
amount of entertainment when I should be doing way more. I don't know if that made sense. I feel like that started somewhere and ended up somewhere different. But
And
the point is that my personality is at the point, I'm a pessimist. I assume there's one, not 100,000.
Right.
When I should be assuming there's 100,000 and always having that energy and always having that content to entertain 100,000 people. Like that, it's not like I'm doing a bad job because I think there's one. I just always assume no one's watching,
mm-hmm.
which is a very negative outlook for this medium.
Yeah.
And both of me and you share that.
Well, when you think that like that, yeah, then you're like, well, what's the point? I'm just going to continue doing all
right.
I'm doing.
And right.
Then, oh, shit, how
right.
How am I going to retain this or how to actually entertain them?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And part of it is business related. I mean, obviously, the better the show gets, the more money me and Colby make. And like I said, I do this for a living. So some of it's business, but ultimately it's not. I feed off your guys' energy. Hey, Dead Mount Cinco. Thank you for watching. I feed off your guys' energy. I truly do. And so I need to stop. Like, you say punching down. It's like I'm punching down at myself.
Yeah.
It's like what I'm doing. And I think you do it too.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't vocalize it as much because I'm here talking 95% of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the way it's always been.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just like a robot that reacts
right.
to what you say.
Well, and that's what I need. Like, I don't want to make it sound like Colby doesn't ever share his thoughts, because he always shares his thoughts.
Oh,
his thoughts just... Chuck, I'm an over-communicator.
Chuck Harwood is really
right.
here to tell you how it is, folks.
I love to communicate. I over-communicate. Colby, how many times do you think I would explain something to you? Like, just on average. On an average, let's say, how many times we had one thing we need to do? How many times would I explain that one thing to you? How many times would you estimate?
At least three times.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's just what I'm doing. I like to over communicate. So to cut to the chase, here's what we're gonna do. At least from me, I don't expect Colby to do anything other than he's already been doing, because like we just covered, he's basically my sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
You're always welcome to bring any topic you want to the show, as we are a 50-50 partnership.
Good point.
And if you don't start carrying your weight, I'm going to adjust it to be 90-10.
I'm going
to
stab.
I'm going to go from 50 to 90 like
I'm
that.
I'm going to stab.
Maybe you just be lucky it's not 95.
Is that content enough for you? You get stabbed,
you get stabbed
on the air?
I mean, that would
That's
end
what
the show.
I'll bring man. To the show. I'll
the
save
show.
You.
You know what a stream key is?
Yep.
Okay, then he's fine. He can host the show without me.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you make fire beats and Flutie Loop Studio, man?
Those Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops? You don't know what Fruity Loops is?
No. It's what?
Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops?
Flutie. Play that Fruity Loop.
Fruity Loops?
Fruity Loops, yeah, man. You
no,
don't know what Fruity Loops
I don't
is?
Know what
it makes
is.
Beats and stuff. Hence the fire beats.
I've tried in Logic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Colby does have a rap song that he wrote once.
No, I don't.
It'll never hear the light of day.
No, I don't.
It'll never hear the light of day.
I don't have that at all.
Like, you guys are more likely to see the foot picture. Like, you could donate $1 million, and I would not play that rap that
so
he had,
bad.
Because I respect Colby enough to not destroy him.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst thing.
Would you let me play it for $1 million?
I showed Brittany the lyrics.
Yeah? That's pretty bad on its own.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's actually worse to hear it, though.
I think, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I think you say things in that, like, probably couldn't be played. It might ruin your career, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Because I think you go a little too hard.
Definitely went way too hard.
You went way too hard.
Like, I don't think any rapper's gone as hard as that.
I do enjoy, though, that you dissed Unofficial Tony P in the rap, who was probably standing in the room next to you while you were recording it.
I went back and watched that scene of his podcast where I was like, that is your career. Jordan said it first, man.
Oh, did he really? Yeah. Okay. Have me remix it. No, dude, there's no way. I can't do it. Like, literally, it's... I don't have a piece of history to reference. It's like the Hiroshima bombing for Colby's life. That's what it was. He's Hiroshima. The rap is Fat Boy, and it's coming down onto his body.
Okay, for one, I did not think it was going to be good.
Well, that's... Yes.
Two.
But did you think it was going to be that bad?
No. Okay, I'll admit I had some hope in the lyrics themselves, but my rap voice and rapping skill is not there and should never be a thing.
I mean, there's, like, you should, we're sellouts.
I bet you if, like, I gave that to Drake, he could pull some shit off with it.
No.
Yeah.
No chance. Yeah. There's no chance. God, now my new goal is to get the show
there
big
was,
enough that some rapper
some
becomes
sick,
aware of us and I can send
some
it to him.
Sick lyrical genius in that.
All
song.
I want is Post Malone to hear this and be like, dude, send it to me and I'll let you know if it's good. And then I send it to him and then we just never hear back. Well, Post Malone's the hippest rapper I can think of.
I
so.
Don't think it's for Post.
What are you searching right now?
I'm trying to find it.
Don't.
Where is it?
Don't. You're walking the edge with chat
I
right
come
now
to
with
murder you, bitches.
No, don't do it, dude.
That's it.
That's what you get. That's the first line.
I'm trying to find...
You think this is a game? And then the next line is what would ruin your career. It's the third line.
Yeah. I got bitches in the backseat. Man, I ain't Tony P.
Implying that he has no women with him. You also say that you're not a sellout, implying that unofficial Tony P is in the next line. It's pretty good.
God.
But Colby says the word G, like, unironically. He's like, I ain't no sellout G. First of all, I think, when did you record this? 5 years ago? I think it was 2013,
yeah,
I think. Like, even back then, G was no longer a part of the language
right.
of rapping.
When I found this and was reading it, there's an extra verse that I didn't rap, but I wrote. And I was like, oh, God, there's more?
We need a volume two.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, can we do it? Let's make a Seth and Colby mixtape, man, where me and you just rap. And all of mine will be food related. And
for this shit is real. I'll have you pissed in grills to put out the flames of my rise to greatness. You can't get this shit in one take. Like, what is that? I literally have a break in between great and ness, as in... Ness starts a new line.
Dude, I don't understand.
I'll
have you pissed in grills to put out the flames of my rise to greatness. What does that mean?
You got me, man. I have no idea. I have no idea.
What does that mean? Those aren't even words.
I call him mini me, mini mine, tinker time. Fuck yo shine. I can whip all you bitches with the sickest of rhymes.
That's not bad. Kinda. I feel like you stole it, but...
I did not. Okay, here's my one good one.
Okay, this is what he's proud of. Here we go, chat. Brace yourself.
This is my one good one. Don't try to despise me. Got that whip with the high beams. Now your girl be bending over and she's filled up with my jeans. Isn't that pretty good?
Sure, man. It's great.
That's a good... It's a double entendre.
It's great, man. It's super good. I am super proud of you for those amazing lyrics.
Jesus.
You should start investing in pop filters for your mics. What do you think these are? This is without the pop filter. It makes the P's sound pretty.
Morris says no.
Your rap peen is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then pop filters make it so there's no popping. At least there's less. You know, your P's have to pop no matter what. You know, the pop of P's. Pop of P's. Bird Law says 10 out of 10. You know, Bird Law, I mean, he's not new to my content, but he's new to this show. And
man.
If I was Bird Law and I came in and heard that, I
might leave.
Rethink my life, yeah, you know.
Turn that around.
It's like selling death sticks to Obi-Wan. You need to go home and rethink your life.
I should have smoked 10 of those after this. Because
I think the problem might have been that you had 10 death sticks before you wrote it. I think that's actually the problem.
Probably what happened.
But yeah. So
that's funny. I'm really glad that you're never going to play that because.
No, I mean, although
that was bad.
Yeah, you kind of want me to. I feel like a little bit.
Me?
Yeah, a little.
No,
a little bit want me to play.
I would rather never. I would rather that be deleted than me live.
Can I play it at your funeral?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
It's like, just tell your mother.
Actually,
like,
yeah, I'm gone. So.
Yeah, you won't care. You'll be dead.
Yeah, go for
it. Just sit there. Hey, speaking of which, this is completely just going off topic here. All of you know, I recently got engaged about 3 weeks ago. We're getting married in June of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Colby is my best man, mm-hmm. as I'm sure all of you would assume. Do you know you have to make a speech?
Fuck! it didn't even cross my fucking mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to make a speech.
What am I going to say about you?
And
in front of how many people?
Well, it'll just be... it won't be anyone that you... Well, you don't know Chris's family at all. You've never met them, right?
Mm-mm.
Not once, yeah. So, yeah, you'll have to do it in front of them and my family. And that's about it. We're keeping it's just family, and then you, and then Chris's friend Carmen. So
yeah,
not Matthew, no.
Oh.
No.
Aw.
Although I did hear from Matthew the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, because, like, I think we said on this show, like, he didn't even text me congratulations after I got engaged, which mm-hmm. I don't expect, but it's just, we used to be really great friends, but now he lives 2.5 hours north, and he runs, like, he's a manager at McDonald's, and he is, like, king
mm-hmm.
of that McDonald's, and he has, like, all of these weird Oompa Loompas, I don't know how to describe them, like, minions
yeah.
that he, like, oversees, and so he thinks he's some type of god. It's like the master of the dummies
mm.
is like who he is, and so he's like too good for me now.
Yep.
He doesn't need me anymore, which is fine. I'm happy that he does not need me in his life, because thank God. But yeah, he messaged me the other night, and they were just like sitting out on his balcony, and they were like him and then Jared, who you know with the wispy red hair, and
he's
then,
still around.
Oh, of course he. Yeah, no, he decided that he was going to do something with his life. And then there was like four women that I did not know, all of them wearing like wife beaters and no bras.
Hmm.
And Matthew sends me a video of it. He's like, dude, I think it's about to happen tonight. And I'm like, what are you?
Amazing.
Oh my.
Why did that make a noise?
I don't know. It said amazing.
Bird Law's host said amazing.
Amazing.
But, like, and he's
so
like,
telling me he was about to have an orgy.
That's what I was like. That was my first thought. And I'm like, I reply back, and I'm like, what, like an orgy? And he's like, yeah, man, that'd be great. I'm like, oh, my. What is happening?
Oh, I feel so bad for those women.
So, yeah, he's not invited at all. He's not even invited to the wedding. The only people invited to my wedding are my immediate family, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and grandparents. Not even aunts or uncles. Like, it's... It's very small, and then Colby and his plus one, and Chris's best friend Carmen and her plus one are the only people actually coming to the wedding. So that's who you have to do the speech for. But there are going to be stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
You're competing with Chris's sister.
Okay,
no worries there. You'll be fine, okay?
Right.
I mean, she's, by all intents and purposes, she's probably a better public speaker than you because she's a high school teacher.
Most likely.
So she's probably not intimidated by the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an English, I think she teaches English, so she's also a better writer than you in general. But personally, I'm not going to judge you based on her performance, because who I'm going to judge
don't
you
don't judge me at all.
Oh, there's going to be so much
don't
judgment.
Don't judge me at
it's
all.
Only gonna, the only reason... Like, the number, like, take best friend out of it.
Uh-huh.
You're best man for the speech.
That's the reason why.
Yeah. I definitely don't want you up there standing next to me making me look like Jabba the Hutt next to Jason Statham. I don't want that, okay? You're coming for the speech, and that's it.
Got it.
The other person you're going to compete with, just assume, and the live stream of it. Close your ears. I'm going to record it, and he won't know, and it'll be perfect. It won't matter. He'll forget that I'm recording it. It's a year and a half away. He'll forget. I won't forget. I'm running the sound for the event, so I will just have it hooked up to a board and just perfect audio quality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it'll be great. But the person you're competing against, and I base this off Chris's sister who got married earlier, you will have to compete with Chris's father, who will give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris's father is an orator. He's like me. He can speak from the heart in ways that normal men can't, and it'll be beautiful. And yours will have to be better than his.
That's not
or it's going to turn into his podcast.
It's not going to happen, man. You're setting the goals, Chat, way too high.
Chat, how long should the speech be? What would you guys think an average best man speech?
Oh, my God. I went to my cousin's wedding back in November.
Yeah?
Their speeches, the wife's, or no, yeah, the bride's dad.
Uh-huh.
Had the longest speech.
Yeah?
In the history of speeches. It lasted 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. No. That's when you stand up and go, okay.
Right? Yeah. He paid for the whole thing.
Well,
but
then he can talk as long as he wants.
Yeah, that's where I was with it. That is exactly what's going to happen.
Basin Braid says, just get really drunk at the whole speech coming out. No liquor at our wedding. It's too expensive.
BYOB.
No, that's fine. I'm just kidding. In fact, we went and picked out the place where we're going to get married on Friday, and there is absolutely no rule against liquor, except no glass bottles, like no Bud Light glass bottles.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Carmen was thrilled as well, because she's a booze hound, so.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Fantastic.
But yeah, you're definitely going to have to give a speech, so.
I'm going to have to start writing it now.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah.
You probably should. Because it can't embarrass me because Chris will kill you.
Oh, it's going to embarrass you.
I mean, I'm not worried that it's going to embarrass me. There's literally nothing you could say.
I think my whole point is going to be embarrass Chris because you, I can't.
Yeah.
You're a wall of stone. I can't.
Can Kobe's plus one be me? I think his girlfriend would be a little upset.
Yeah.
As because her and Chris are becoming friends too, so. I think that would be a problem.
Yeah. Sorry, basement.
But yeah, I think we're keep the wedding small, so you won't have to worry about an audience, but you will have to give a speech. And I kept remembering,
man,
to tell you because you probably need time to
prep. Skills have gone
obviously
up way more
up.
I had to give a safety speech.
Yeah?
For paintball when I was a paintball.
Oh, I forgot you were a paintball dude.
There was a
I
lot.
I forgot about that job in your
people.
Life, dude.
And I had to look them in the eyes and say words.
You will have to look everyone in the eyes. I'm gonna make. I'm gonna tell my family, and there's a lot of them. There's me, my mom, my dad. He won't participate. My mom will. Luke, Daniel, Sarah's boyfriend. I'm gonna give them all strict instructions to stare at you.
That's what everyone's supposed to do.
No, I mean
like.
Yeah.
I would. I'm going to expect it now.
And I'm going to make quiet fart noises only you can hear while you're doing it. Chris would get so mad. I'm going to have to be on my best behavior. Cause
I know. That's what
it's
I'm
gonna
hoping
be rough,
for.
Dude. It's
like,
gonna
you're
going to
try and pull these trickety tricks, but you can't do that much. Cause, yeah, Chris
I could do whatever I want.
Stab
she can't divorce me before the wedding ends, so we're fine. We're fine, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know a wedding license cost $85?
What?
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, that's dumb. So you have to pay $85 to get married, technically, in the eyes of the state?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's ripping me off,
government,
man.
Who needs them?
Yeah.
What do we need them for?
I don't know, man.
Burn it down.
The whole government?
Just burn it all down.
Just burn it down, dude. I'm with you.
That's very, what is that? It's liberal? Liberal? Libertarian?
You tell me, man.
Libertarian.
You tell me.
Wasn't Gary Johnson libertarian?
That's just Kansas Basin Braid. I mean, maybe, but it's $85 here. Like, me and Chris were like, it's probably like $30 or something, right. You know? And then we go and we look at it, it's $85.
No, it's $30 to register that you have a dog with Kansas.
You have to register that you have a dog?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Why do you need to register you have a dog?
I don't know. You have to send it into the city, and I think it's like $25.
To let them know you own a dog?
To let them know that I am the owner of this dog.
I thought you just went to Walmart and you put a quarter in a machine and it carved a little metal heart and had the name on
it
and a phone number.
My name and phone number on the back of Kylo's tag, but no, I have to tell the government that I have a fucking dog.
That's messed up, dude. That's some gas chamber stuff, dude. Like, they're going to take you, like, if everybody with a dog, and round you up in gas chamber. Yeah, that's why I feel like it's the only reason they would need to know.
Every time I go to the vet, they're always like, hey, have you filed with the state yet that you have a dog? I'm like, oh, no, I keep forgetting.
You just need to be like, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and just file as, like, the biggest dog possible.
I don't know. I think they have a system where they look it up or some shit, man.
For what reason would they need to know?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's fucked.
That's stupid. Weird.
It is dumb.
It's weird, man. I don't approve.
Yeah.
Don't
so approve. It's almost as much as telling the government that you're married as it is to tell them you own a dog.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell them you own a dog.
No.
But you do have to tell them that you're married if you want.
If you want
to be
the
married.
Benefits of the,
yes,
of the
which
marriage.
I do. Yeah, I tried to postpone my honeymoon by one day so I could go get new glasses, but she said we can't do that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. New glasses?
Yeah, I haven't had a change in my prescription since 2014, I think. So.
You think your eyes have gotten worse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm basing it off the fact that for 2 years I had vision insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2013 was the first time I went. Well, I went whenever I got glasses the first time, which was like 2009, yeah. I think. So I wore my glasses from 2009 to 2013 without a change of prescription. And I remember putting on my new prescription, and it was like the feeling of when I put glasses on for the first time. It was that different.
Yeah.
And then the next year I went and got an updated prescription, and it was marginally better. So I can only imagine that the world I'm seeing right now is garbage. And I'm literally blind.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember when you first got glasses and you were like, you guys could see the rocks in the gravel?
Yeah, everything looked like an N64 game.
You
to
guys
me.
Could see blades of grass?
Yeah, everything was just a flat texture. Like a green lawn was just a green rectangle.
Yeah, that,
and then
that
I put on glasses. I'm like, you guys
crazy.
Could see individual blades of grass? It was amazing.
Dude,
I'd never experienced anything like
and
it.
And you drove everywhere.
Oh, I was in charge of so many lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the ability to see.
Uh-huh.
It was fun.
Yeah, and I remember I could be like, I could see big pink blobs, and I know there are other cars,
yeah.
And I can go around them, and everyone was fine.
Mm-hmm.
No accidents, man.
No, we never died.
That was way more safe than driving with Whitney back in the day, just for the record. No one knows who that is, but trust me, that was dangerous.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so she told me I had to wait till after the honeymoon, so I really wanted to go the next day and get new glasses, because
you're, like, desperate?
Well, I don't, desperate, no, but I know I'm blind, and I'd like to be able to see.
Yeah, that would
like
be
it's getting
thing.
To the point where like I can't play first person shooters on the TV out there anymore because I can't see well enough to.
You're too close to this shit.
I think that's what it is.
You need to get those.
Well, all I do is stare at small text on screens
yeah.
all day. That's
got,
all
yeah,
I do.
You gotta get those like computer glasses.
I'm
or
not.
Something.
No, I'm not. Well, Taylor remembers Whitney. Of course she does. But yeah, I'm not. I'm not gonna get like. Like I feel like that's akin to getting like those Call of Duty sunglasses that you get for hardcore gamers.
No.
You know, it's the same type of thing. I'm not doing
okay.
it.
Okay, everything that used to be for staring at screens has a yellow tint to it, but now they make them to where it doesn't have a yellow tint to it, and they're just like normal glasses. I'm sure you can get this like a coating on it or something.
Well, when I have insurance, I will get the best stuff available.
Perfect,
baby.
I've been thinking about looking into it because.
Well, you wear glasses at work still, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the computers.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough, dude. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Colby looks good in glasses, but it's weird to see him with glasses because.
Super weird.
He only wears them when he's at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. You have them, they look normal. I don't know, man. That's like the coating, right? It's
yeah.
like the same thing that like when you put a coating, you could see like through lake water because the reflection's gone. It's like that type of stuff. Like my Oakley sunglasses have those. That was the last pair of things I bought with the prescription that I got. Those were like, I spent, because I bought those for the Colorado trip we took together like
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. And so I spent, this is back when I had a job, I spent big dollars on those. They were like $350 because I got every coating possible on those.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the best glasses I've ever owned.
Oakleys are nice, man.
Yeah,
their
dude.
Lenses are super great.
Yeah, and like I can put them on like at a lake and I can see under the water because it removes all reflections from the surface of the water.
That doesn't make
it. It's mind-blowing, dude. It's crazy.
That
but
make
I can stare sense. Literally at the sun and I don't go blind for at least a minute, which is way more preferable than wearing regular glasses and staring at the sun.
And then you're dead.
Or blind.
No, no, dead.
You don't usually
you
die.
Don't.
Your
they
brain
burn.
Melts out your ears and
my
you die.
Eyes.
Yep, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
But yeah,
so.
See, coding, something coding.
But yeah, insurance is going to be great. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, mostly looking forward to your best man speech.
God, I cannot believe that's going to have to be
yep.
a thing.
So yeah, that's we're going to work overall. Like I have prep like words of like stuff that I want to talk about. Have you got your Infinity War tickets yet, man?
No.
Are you going to?
Yes.
I got mine yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
We're going Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to the new AMC theater that they built. We're not going to the Warren because, well, it's nine people we bought tickets for, because it's me and Chris and my son, and then it's my entire family plus a boyfriend.
Gotcha.
And so we take up basically a row, and they were going to charge $16 in, like, buying them online fees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the Warren?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like,
and that's
like,
for non-3D, or?
Yeah, that was non-3D. That was a matinee, 11:45 on a Saturday, non-3D.
That's fucking
$16
nuts.
Just as a processing fee. So my mother's like, no, that's not happening.
That's crazy.
DuTube says, what's the changes? How should we treat people that show up 55 minutes into the show and then expect us to recap 55 minutes of the show at 55 minutes in?
To make an example out of them.
Send us a photo of your face so we can tear it in half. Is that what you meant by making an example out of them? I don't really know what that meant, so that's the first thing that came to mind.
Banned.
But yeah, it's Sunday, the 29th. We got to cover it on the show, right? So you better get. I mean, it's just probably you and Britt going to go, so it'd probably
most
be fine.
Likely.
But
yeah.
Yeah, so. There were plenty of seats, but I'm kind of excited to check out the new theater because it's like Dolby Atmos, and I don't know what that is, but apparently it's better than the IMAX, so I will be a judge of that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say, man. That's what they say. Basic Brain, you live here and you go to movies. You've been out to the new AMC. Is it better? I don't know. I've never been to an AMC of Infinity War. Infinity War is what we're talking about. You won't be able to see it until Monday. Saturday's hard because I'm already going to know the entire movie. Of course, I don't know when the London premiere is or whatever the premiere is. I'm assuming it's in London because for some reason they're always in London.
Hey, man, they sent out that letter that's like, don't leak things.
Oh,
so maybe,
I'm going to immediately follow, get all the leaks.
Maybe they won't leak them.
Immediately. Yeah, I'm sure that guy's like, you know what? I was going to be a troll, but Thanos said not to, so I'm going to reconsider. I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen.
I think it would get some people.
No. Yeah. I think all it does is challenge the people who...
Oh, you're telling me not
to leak
shit?
Yeah, you think
shit.
I'm going to beat Thanos by
you're
spoiling everything. Yeah, exactly.
Not to leak shit?
Yeah.
Fuck you,
I'm
going to
defy Thanos.
I'm going to post this shit everywhere.
The AMC is nice. It's kind of cramped compared to the Warren. Did you go to their fancy Dolby theater? That's the one I'm going to. It's like a Dolby. I should just Google it because it's supposed to be amazing, and we care about movies. So Dolby Theater AMC. I don't know. AMC Dolby Center. Dolby. Yeah, right here. It's this thing. The screen is nice. Sound is really loud. Chairs vibrate. Interesting. Dynamic imaging.
Dramatic.
Dramatic imaging. Moving audio. Innovative seating. What?
Take comfort to the next level with their spacious high power. And
reserved recliners that pulsate with the action. Dude. That's either going to be the worst thing ever or the best thing ever. And I'm not totally sure which one it's going to be.
Yeah.
Seats that vibrate?
Dude, that's going to be great.
I don't know.
I mean, I like it whenever the sound is loud enough to vibrate your seat in the Warren.
Yeah, well, it's going to be like that, but yeah.
Except more?
The seats only recline like halfway. That's fine. I'm not going to lay back and sleep during Infinity War, so I don't really care how far back they lay. All right, guys, you just wake me up when the movie's over. My parents tried to make us go to a 10:30 Friday night showing.
Oh, yeah?
But that wouldn't get over till after 1 a.m., so I was like, you know what, let's do a Saturday. So
That's smart.
Yeah, so we're going to go see it on Saturday, but I assume we'll spoil it and discuss it in totality on Sunday, right?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, I would have. Generally, Colby and I would probably go see it together, but because I have my son and my family all wants to go, I mean, you're welcome to come with my family if you want, but...
No,
yeah, I didn't think
the goal of it is that we sit adjacent and then we're like, oh, fucking shit.
Yeah,
you got it.
But really what happens the entire time is we look at each other and just go, this the whole time. Like, we're either like, yeah, or like, no, there's no actual exclaiming. It's just head shakes of anger then. So, yeah, but we're going to go see it on Saturday. So that'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
About seeing it, but you probably should get your tickets. I think there were plenty of seats available, so you're probably okay, but I imagine...
It depends on what's showing.
Yeah, next week, I assume, we'll probably fill up more than... We're still 2 weeks out.
Dude, I can't believe it's only 2 weeks out.
It's amazing, dude.
I was like...
Hyped.
We were talking about it the other night, and she was like, when is it? And I'm like, I think it's like May 15th, something
Yeah,
like
no.
That. She was like, April 26th.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
It's less than 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from last Friday. Yeah. It's less than 2 weeks away now, so I'm pretty happy about it. Let's see this pig with a haircut that we just got in chat. Oh, actually, I can't click that link because I don't have chat open because I'm a dullard.
Nope.
Maybe better Twitch.tv might remember chats.
Let's see. Done.
Nope. We'll have to click it over here and just look at it. All right, let's see what it is, Colby. Let's describe it visually to our audience. Actually, you know what? Please resend that link because our audience needs to see that photo. That is fantastic. My description couldn't do that justice. So,
I don't get how it's a haircut though.
I mean, it's just a pig with beautiful hair.
It's just a very beautiful.
I mean, I assume pig. He's got to cut that hair at some point, but look at that dude. That is a wonderful hog.
That is one fantastic hog.
That is one fantastic. YouTube keeps asking about changes.
Changes, man. The show. It's going away.
Yeah, the show is now canceled.
Yeah. There's no more show. There will be a show. It's just not a show. Does that make any sense?
No, but I was with you up until that. So. Oh, okay. The show is just getting more personal. That's all we're doing. So, let's talk about Bloodborne, man.
Oh, God.
So, Thursday night we did. Colby did games. Colby plays games. And I think Colby had a terrible time, but I can't really know for sure if it was like a good time being terrible or if it was a terrible time being terrible. I'm not totally sure.
It was a little long.
Okay.
Because I suck.
So the 2 hours felt grating because of how long it was?
Yeah. It got to the point where I was just going down that ladder and I literally wanted to die.
But. And then you did many times.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
And
yeah, you did.
But it was fun experimenting with a different game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I went back and rewatched parts of it. And still, me getting shot in the ass is the funniest thing.
It's the best thing I've ever seen, dude.
Also, I literally got jump scared by a dog. That was fun, too.
What? I don't remember that part.
It was on, like, the staircase. We had like three dogs.
I remember the dogs. I just don't remember you getting scared.
Oh, yeah. No, I went up to the guy who was on the staircase with a gun, who was chopping him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, a dog comes from nowhere and just attacks me, and I jump.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. It was great. Well, I heard lots of feedback about it.
Oh, yeah?
Most people... I actually heard dueling feedback. There's like one hand says, I loved Colby's torture. Okay. Seth laughing at Colby's pain was the greatest thing I've ever watched.
Uh-huh.
And then the other hand was, I feel bad for Colby being tortured. Maybe we shouldn't torture him so much.
No, I'm okay with the torture.
Well, that's what I told. Like, here's the thing. All right. Here's the thing. I have two ideas for Colby Does Games.
Mm-hmm.
Colby plays games. I don't know why I keep saying does. Like you're
Colby does them.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tutrons, how you doing, man?
Good.
So here's the thing. Colby's not a gamer. He hasn't played games in 10 years.
Yeah, that was
okay?
The first in a very long time.
Right. Like, Destiny 2 was the last actual video game he played, and he made it 3 campaign missions in and then never played it again.
Yep.
What was the game before that, if you could think of it?
Destiny 1.
Okay, well, that was December of 2015. So, you remember the late game before that?
Well, it was a mix of Destiny 1 and Battlefield.
You also played the Kevin Spacey game with Bash. Remember that? Because you talked about that on Colby and Bash show.
Sure.
Because it's beaver teeth. I remember the beaver teeth.
Yeah.
Was Advanced Warfare,
that.
Was that? Call of Duty Advanced Warfare? Because you loved the zombies, right? Don't you love the zombies?
That was the last time I legitimately played it, like, a lot.
Was zombies. And that was what Call of Duty?
That was Black Ops. All the Black Ops ones had zombies. I think Advanced Warfare did, too.
Okay.
Maybe.
So... that's the really he hasn't played any video games. So here's the idea. We could always do the torture, but and I think the idea is we're gonna do this every other week. So we're gonna do 2 a month essentially.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe we split it up because we're just kind of playing with the idea right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've only done one, so we don't know what really works and what doesn't. Especially since Colby isn't a gamer, he doesn't even know what he likes and doesn't like.
Yeah.
I definitely don't know what he likes and doesn't like.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the thing. If we wanted to do it once a week, I'd be very okay with renting the game to play.
Right.
Myself.
Right.
And bringing in, since you don't have.
So maybe we have like a. You pick a game? Is that what you're thinking,
no,
maybe?
You pick the game. I will go and rent that game.
Okay.
Wherever I can.
I don't know. A Colby's
game.
Choice once a month might be fun, too.
Yeah.
You just go in and just like, maybe I'll play this, you know?
Yeah.
I own every system. Okay. I have a PS3, a PS4, an Xbox One, which is basically an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I have a Wii U, a Wii, and a Switch. So as long as it's not PC based,
yeah, you're gonna no,
we'll be fine.
No, probably stick to the PlayStation.
You can't rent PC games probably, anyway, so you're fine. But
yeah, I would definitely be down with that.
So, but I'm thinking that also maybe you should play some classics, like games you never got to play that are amazing games that you should play.
Okay.
But here's the problem I have with this.
What's that?
I'm worried that you're not going to like these amazing games. Like, let's just say Red Dead Redemption. All right, let's take Red Dead Redemption. Ever played Red Dead Redemption?
Rockstar.
Yes.
Right?
What do you know about Red Dead Redemption?
It's basically a Western Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, that's about what I knew of it. Yeah. It is essentially that.
Okay.
But you've never played it.
No.
Have you even really seen a screenshot of it?
I know it's a cowboy.
Yeah, there you go. So see, he knows nothing. Okay, here's the problem. It's one of the greatest games of all time.
Uh-huh.
I'm very worried that you're going to play the game for the 2 hours that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say the game is not good. And everyone in chat will turn against you, and they'll no longer watch our show. I'm a little worried that that's going to happen.
That can't happen.
That could definitely happen, because you hate a lot of good things.
We got a preference that, I'm not a gamer, so my opinion is not valid. Just watch me suck at video games.
But that's not how the internet works.
No.
You can't tell people not to listen to your opinion.
Okay.
They're all going to listen to your opinion, and they're going to attack you for it because this is Twitch.
Well, that's good. That's the point. Engagement, whether it's negative or positive, you know.
I don't feel like negative engagement results in us getting money, though.
It comes and goes. They could be like, here's $5. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, DuTube says, it's okay, Overwatch sucks, but sometimes I watch you. And, like, I'm not saying our viewer numbers would be bad. In fact, things like, I'm actually worried the opposite.
Yeah.
That people would be like, ooh, Red Dead, because people love to watch Red Dead.
Right. All right?
And then you'd watch it, and you'd be like, why is this cowboy such an idiot? I hate this game. Why don't I just shoot this guy from right here? This game is terribly made. It's shoddy. It's the worst. I hate it.
I think you're overthinking.
And then all these people would be like, oh my God, who's this moron? And then they would never follow the channel.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that would happen. But that would give us more games, because I think we're also going to run out of games to torture you with.
Right.
You know? Like, chats, you know, like, DuTube says Cuphead, you know? Taylor says Skyrim, you know? Basic Braid says Fallout.
Oh, I hate Fallout.
Have you played it?
I tried it once.
Which one?
I don't remember, but it was the one where you started off as a baby.
Don't know. I never played it in the Fallout, so I don't know.
Ugh. It was terrible. I couldn't get past the fucking baby level, man. I didn't know what to do.
Baby level?
Yeah, you're a baby. And I'm sure it's the shortest bit of time.
I'm sure it is. Baby, I doubt the game would make you be a baby for that long.
Yeah, that's three. Fallout 3.
Fallout 3, okay. So that is more worried that he will hate you, Colby, if you don't like Red Dead.
I think
No. That's not what it is, because I expect Colby to hate it, and I think that's why I'm so nervous. Because I know what savages the internet are.
I'll enjoy it. I like Grand Theft Auto. I like Halo. I played Halo.
Yeah? I don't know, man. I just, well, it also, like, 2 hours with a classic, it probably isn't enough. And that's another thing that might be a problem. Like, what happens if you play Red Dead and you're loving it and all you ever experience is 2 hours of it? Like, would it get you back into gaming?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Like, there's so many options. How does Britt feel about games?
Not a big fan.
Okay. Not a gamer?
No.
No?
No.
I don't remember what it was, because shocker, guys, they came. Chris and Britt were both here, our respective significant others, and they watched Colby play. They sat off camera because for some reason they don't want their faces to be seen by you riffraff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's totally fine having unofficial Tony P's audience look at her face, but not you guys who are nice.
Yeah, that's because they're actual people here.
you exist. That's the difference between our audience and his. Uh-huh. But they just came here to watch Colby get wrecked, and I don't remember exactly what she said to me. Like, it was like an offhanded comment, and I was like, she knows a little something about games, and I don't remember what it was. But see her here, and I thought maybe she was a secret gamer because she was talking like she might. I think it was about Mario Kart. I think we were talking about Mario Kart. She's like, yeah, man, let's play some Mario Kart, and like. She ever played Mario Kart in her life?
I would assume she's played some games, but she's not a gamer.
Okay. How would you define a gamer?
Someone who actively plays, like, has a system.
Like, her, like, okay. Because, like, Chris plays Overwatch, but I wouldn't consider to be a gamer.
She's more of a gamer than I am.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
1,000%.
I don't know. Chris just likes Overwatch.
1,000%.
She's like an Overwatcher.
She likes one game more than I do.
That's true. That's true. I don't know, man. It's weird, but I don't know how often we want to do Colby Plays Games. Like, a week, the only reason I'm worried about doing it a week is that there's a couple things. Number one is I feel like if we do it too much, people will stop thinking it's funny.
Right. That's a good point.
And then, so I don't want to wear out it
too much.
Wear out it, right. I don't want to wear out its welcome. Another thing is we'll run out of games. I feel like we're going to run out of games, especially if you play something different. But like, maybe the rule is, like, if you like Red Dead, maybe we if we're doing it every week, this Thursday we start Red Dead. Next Thursday, if you liked Red Dead a lot, you continue playing Red Dead. We could also do that and make it into, like, it doesn't always have to be like a circus where you're being put on show and, you know, that'd be fine.
I'm down with that as well.
So I think we could probably do that. Colby should just quit his job and stream full time.
Oh, yeah, man. Are you going to give me, you know, $1,000 a month to live on?
Yeah, he has to have money.
That'd be nice. If you do, then, I am all for it.
Right. Colby is not self-employed to begin with like I am. Yeah. Like, I just trimmed down my self-employedness to literally the bare minimum to pay bills. Colby can't do that. He goes from his full salary to $0. So it'd be harder for him to quit his job. I don't think he would get old. That's how Twitch works. People like watching people play games. I agree with that. I don't know. It's hard for me from a perspective of business to marry Colby Plays Games and this show together. Because if people follow us for Colby Plays Games because Colby is playing Red Dead, they're not going to care about...
Did you hear that?
This, I did hear that. It was weird. They're not going to care about podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're doing, like, actual Twitch game streams, the people who watch the podcast may not care about the game parts.
Right. No, I completely agree. It's definitely a little bit of a mix. I think... I don't know. The main draw of it should be the show, not the...
Well, I think the main draw of it is you reacting to games.
Right.
I think that's the draw.
But no. Our whole thing is the focus of what we do here with our lives.
Right.
Minus your channel.
Right.
Is the show.
Well, I agree.
And then, as an added bonus to the people that already watch the show, they get to watch me be dumb with video games.
Okay.
I don't know how the growing of the show would go with people who come during me playing games and they're like, oh, this is a podcast.
I might be thinking too much into it too, because like there are people here watching this show that only watch this show because they found me at Z-Swix. Like Birdlaw would not.
Yeah, that would be a good point.
Birdlaw is not here for this show. He's here because he found me first and then he found this show because of me. I would assume, like Taylor said, people just like y'all for y'all. People would like us playing games. They would probably like us just talking.
Yeah.
You know, especially if we're going to do a more personal show where we talk less about topics.
I would agree. I think that's good to go. Kay. I like that.
So how often you want to do it, man? Because here's another.
I can do it once a week.
Here's another idea. We could also use Thursdays as just bit night.
Bit night?
And like one Thursday is Colby Plays Games. Another Thursday is like our power hour that we do after the show where we do our drinking or something.
Oh, God, man.
You know?
I have a day job to go to.
Oh no, we could do like a media share or something like one night, you know.
Media share?
That's where people submit links to us and we watch their links.
Oh, okay.
And we just do that, you know, on a Thursday. Like we could change it up and we don't have to do like Thursday night could just be bit night. Like one time we get you super duper drunk, unable to drive home, can't wake up for work the next morning drunk, and then the next Thursday, we'll do like Colby Plays Games where you get super drunk. And
what is the. No! Disagree! No! I have to do that on a Friday, man.
It sounds like you want to do Colby Plays Games every Thursday.
Yeah, I'd be down. I like games.
What? Now you like games?
I like experimenting with games.
I like experimenting with games.
Yeah, not having to finish them. Because that's the hard part.
You didn't even kill one boss in Bloodborne.
Dude, okay. I went home.
Uh-huh.
and watched a 33 minute.
Yeah, speed run.
Speed run of Bloodborne.
You, Jesus Hears Toast is the is a Twitch streamer. Literally,
I think
all
that's
he
him.
All he has a big
I think
beard.
That's him, yeah.
Big beard. He's great. He's one of my favorite streamers. He's fantastic. All he does is speed run that game, and it's stupid.
I couldn't. Yeah. I it blew my mind.
You should have probably watched like scrubbed to where I played the boss, so you could feel better about yourself, because I died a lot to the boss too.
Dude, he just ran through.
Oh yeah,
Mr. Spaghetti or whatever his name is.
Father Guacamole.
That
yeah,
one.
Dude.
Yeah. It blew my mind. It hurt.
That boss, I think, is probably one of the hardest. Besides the end boss, to me, he's the hardest boss in the game.
Or vital.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Yeah, that's all
visceral.
He does.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. He does that to every boss in the entire game.
Dude, he's way too good.
Yeah. Well, he plays it all day, every day.
He's just too good.
This is bits aren't working. YouTube says.
Yeah, it does say cheer now to be the first.
Well, every week it resets. Every Sunday it resets. So okay. If you want to be on the leaderboard, you gotta.
I gotcha.
Yeah, do it. But I don't know why bits wouldn't be working. It's not like we're like, hey, no bits.
Right.
Like, please.
They revoked our.
No, give us bits, please.
Sub button.
Yeah, well, it says to us you can't cheer at your own channel. So.
Aw, mother.
Here, watch this.
Whoa.
I'm gonna break Twitch terms of service right now.
Oh, yeah. Give yourself money.
Yeah, here we go. Let's.
Uh oh. It's not giving yourself money, though.
It's technically I'm giving you half of my money. Yeah, there. I just.
Oh, man. I get a whole.
I just gave us 25 bits, so it definitely. It's definitely working, dude. Maybe you got banned. Don't know, man. Don't know.
I get a whole.
But now Z Swigs is number one on the leaderboard, dude.
I get 12 cents, man.
Yeah, and that cheer goes to the $100 payout. So you'll actually receive that money in four or five months. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And you'll get half of it. So,
but yeah, man, Bloodborne was stupid.
Yeah. Well, Thursday. What do you want to do then, man?
I don't know.
I mean, should we play a? I don't know. I guess it's up to chat. You guys chat about it. Like, do you want him to be tortured on Thursday, or do you want him to be? You want him to play, like, a good game and, like, give suggestions, all right? People listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, this is your chance to interact. Tweet us.
Interact.
You could @SaidTheColby on Twitter. You could
Let's
go to the Facebook.
That.
You go to the Instagram. You could leave comments there.
Direct
you could,
message.
You could type exclamation point Discord into the chat and join
you
the Discord if you want. You
email.
Could also DM me personally @ZSwigsHigh on Twitter if you want to do that. You can email us at email@SaidTheColby.com. There's, like, a million ways to do it. The only caveat is, like, something like Rocket League where I don't own it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't mind renting games.
That's where I can.
But
rent,
I don't think
it.
You can rent Rocket League.
You can rent Rocket League.
I don't think
League.
You can. You also can't rent Cuphead.
You can't.
No, you definitely can't rent Cuphead. I know that for sure.
What?
Yeah, it's because it's digital only. Like, you could go to Walmart and buy Cuphead in a box, but it's just a piece of paper in there. So you can't go to Family Video and actually rent Cuphead.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's really stupid. It's really really dumb. So, but yeah.
I bet you can rent Rocket League.
You might be able to. You're probably on the Switch, right? I would assume at least. I don't know. Because I would assume that would have to be on a cartridge.
Oh, yeah. Bash has been trying to get me to play that game.
Rocket League?
Yeah.
What about Fortnite, man?
No. That one's probably digital only, too.
Yeah, but that's free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Fortnite's free, man.
God.
That's how little he knows about games. He didn't even know Fortnite was
no.
free.
No. Yeah. That's why so many damn people are playing it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because it's free and it's hot.
Do not join up with DuTube on Fortnite.
Super.
He's
hot
way right too now. Competitive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He'll tell you to be quiet so he can hear people walking around, even though you're live on the air. I was watching Ren TV. I felt so bad for the man playing with Dude. He's like, Ren, I need you to be quiet. I'm listening. And I'm like, Dude is streaming right now. And Ren's just like, all right, I'll be nice. I'm like, I would delete Dude from my friends list.
No, that's hilarious.
Just goodbye. I wouldn't
goodbye.
Really, but you know. It would be like symbolic deletion.
Dude.
You know, it's like when I ban people. I don't really ban them, but
right.
I ban them, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they're banned. Yeah, Dude's banned. Already banned.
I think Dude's been banned. I think everyone in chat's been banned at least one or once or twice.
Once,
I would
probably.
Think so. In fact, I mean, just to make sure, everyone in chat that's there right now, you're all banned. So there, they've all been banned. Okay, now you're mass unshun.
Damn.
There's an office resume. I got to go pee, man. You want a BRB or do you want to host a show for 60 seconds?
BRB.
Come on, man. You can host it for 60 seconds.
Do it.
I feel like it's fair. You go pee all the time while I'm doing the show.
And I tell you to go to BRB, but you just sit there and then and hate on me.
Hate on you?
Hate on me.
I don't think I hate on
you. All you do is hate on
me. All right, well, BRB, I got to pee. Colby can't host without me. So
can't do it.
Send all hate mail to... Well, Colby's not anywhere, so you'd have to send it to me, and then it wouldn't work. So
do that.
Don't leave.
Send it all at ZSwigs High, Twitter.
All at Wolf One.
ZSwigs High.
I gotta pee.
All right.
Don't leave. All right, we're back. Okay.
Way to go, man.
I chatted while I was peeing, so people were still entertained.
Good.
I mean, I told them to respect my name, and that I was number one on what's happening.
Why is the stream going down, man?
Someone's downloading something. That's what it looks like.
Saw the BRB and then was like, well, I just got on my phone.
No, someone is downloading something.
Who's downloading something?
I don't know, man. Someone's downloading something. Chris, are you playing Xbox out there?
Chris, get off.
Chris is probably downloading something.
God.
I would go fix it, but honestly, I don't know how to stop Xbox from downloading things.
I don't either.
No, you can be on it. It's fine. Because I can tell when it's downloading something because the frame drops aren't, like, we don't hit zero.
Right.
It stays between, like, 2,400 and 3,000. It's, like, because it's sharing internet instead of our internet just going away. So, yeah. And also, you know, it's not going to be that bad. Like, the things don't look that bad, you know. Like,
no, yeah, we're good.
Like, we went from 999 to 11. We're so good. We dropped 10 frames. That's a third of a second. It'll be okay. But, yeah, so... let's see, what else do I want to talk about here?
I was going to say, should I get a new Twitter?
That's up to you, man. I don't care.
Because, I mean, that's my whole get with Twitter, is it's my full name.
Right.
People that have known me.
Colby is worried that people in real life will discover him on the internet and no longer, I don't really know.
What?
Like, that's what your biggest fear is, that, like, someone who knows you personally, that is, can fire you or affect your income in some way, will not like what happens, and it will negatively affect your personal life. Like,
correct.
That's your fear. That's your fear, right?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Why are you saying like
that? Well, I mean, I already have just so much terrible things on my personal Twitter that, I mean, if anybody's going
to... Oh, you just embarrassed, in general, of young Colby.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just delete your tweets?
I could do that, but then again,
but then I understand, though, because I'd want to keep all my old tweets, too,
right.
You know?
Like, I'll go back and be like, oh, look at how dumb I was back then. But, yeah,
right.
I think I need a separate one, because then I could just not care, because nobody can relate it back to me.
I think you need to just be yourself and realize that no one cares no matter what.
People can care, though.
No, people don't care.
They can.
Who?
It's happened before.
That was a different circumstance.
In my life.
That was a different circumstance.
Still, to me, personally, I didn't even think that was a situation. But it ended up being one.
No, I get that. I get that.
I'm just like, I apparently just don't, I don't know where the line is, I guess, with the whole talking about day job.
I say don't talk about it. That's what I would say. Just never do it.
I have a day job.
Yes.
But that's all I can say.
That's all you need to know. I mean, you could tell people what you do. You're a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all people need to know.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else. First of all, why would people care? Like, why would this audience care about what you do at your day job?
I don't know. If we're getting more personal, that's the only personal thing I have to share.
No, that's not true, though. You could talk about your bedroom exploits with your girlfriend.
My what?
That's a polite way of saying sex.
Bedroom exploits?
Yeah, talk about all the positions, all the ointments.
Dirty pirate. Yeah.
I don't want to know what that is.
I think that's an actual thing.
Dirty pirate?
Mm-hmm.
Might be, dude. Might be. Should I try to go fix the Xbox thing? Or should we wait
like,
it out?
Yeah, it looks like our bit rate's going fliggity floppity.
I mean, it's still just as bad as before. It's not awful, but... It does trigger me a little bit.
It's happening, man.
Oh, it's because we're downloading stuff. The Xbox is downloading stuff.
What's it downloading?
Probably like Fortnite updates or something.
Why do you have Fortnite?
Because I have an 8-year-old son.
I thought he didn't like it.
Are you kidding me? Every 8-year-old loves Fortnite.
Damn it.
Every 8-year-old. It's like a requirement.
I've lost respect for Aaron.
Dude, you can't lose respect for him because he's just fitting in.
Yeah, it's like if he didn't like Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what it would be like. Except Star Wars is passé now. It's now Fortnite everything. Everything is Fortnite.
I meant back when I was younger. It would be
right. Like, if you don't like Pokemon when I'm young, you're an idiot, you know?
I never liked Pokemon.
Well, you were out of that generation.
And I didn't like Yu-Gi-Oh! Either.
That's okay, man. I didn't like Yu-Gi-Oh! Because I like Pokemon. And if you like Yu-Gi-Oh! And not Pokemon, we can't be friends!
I did have Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
And if you like...
Well, no, I have
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was okay because the real enemy was Digimon. Like, if you like Digimon, dude, you gotta get out of the world.
Never liked that.
I met a dude once who liked Digimon. I didn't know what was wrong with him. He's an idiot, dude.
I can't even remember those old games, man. That's crazy. Back when iPads didn't exist.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So much more physical stuff.
But yeah, I would say make a new Twitter, dude. I don't know what your name would be. That's the problem.
Yeah,
what do you make your name?
I don't know.
Like, because mine was easy because I just used my online handle. I just went to Z-Swix.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an online handle. You're Colby. You've always been Colby.
Funk You Bench.
You could be Funk You Bench, man. That's totally appropriate.
Funk You
That's not
Bench.
At all like a 14-year-old's Xbox name.
That is definitely a 14-year-old's Xbox name.
You could be Cobology Man. Go back to that, dude. That's like a 8-year-old internet name.
Yeah. Came up with that in 7th grade.
Yeah, so, you know. I remember your MySpace was Cobology. That's,
yep.
You think that stuff's still up, dude?
MySpace?
Yeah.
No.
Like, if I go to your old MySpace, you think it'll be there, dude?
Colby in.
That's you. It's restricted profile. I think you added a 2 at one point, right? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's you. I just can't access it. Only confirmed connections could access this profile.
Interesting.
Dude, even back in the day, you were worried people were going to
get
in your accounts, man.
I think that was like a thing when they switched from social media to music app.
Oh, they just locked everything old now. Look at me, dude.
Oh, man, there you are.
Look at me, dude.
That's crazy.
Dude, this is so embarrassingly old.
Dude.
Like, why is my hand on my head in both photos?
I don't know, man. You think that's hard.
Dude, I was hard,
that
dude. Look
hard
at this.
Pose.
Founder, duo, Neiman Creative, and many others. Creator of things, grower of businesses, podcasting trailblazer.
Oh, shit.
Home on the Silicon Prairie. You can tell I'm a trailblazer because I have 8 connections.
8. I think I have 0, so, I mean, that's all good.
Are you on new MySpace?
Oh, I have no idea.
I bet it's either you or that guy who steals your name everywhere you go. Nope, also a restricted profile, dude.
Yep.
Also a restricted profile. Because Colby has a doppelganger that uses his name everywhere. Like, sometimes Colby is like Colby middle initial, and then sometimes he's not because there's another guy out there with Colby's name that steals his stuff before he gets on there.
He has definitely stolen my stuff.
Yeah, dude. What a jerk.
What a dick nozzle.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst.
I'm definitely not the first person if you Google Colby Newman anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, how is that possible with your fame from this show?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Colby Newman at Club and Resort Business?
Oh, dude.
What is this?
Did they just post my LinkedIn profile?
It's like, what is this website? Clubandresortbusiness.com.
Bam, man. We're calling out. We're doxing people here.
Is that you right there, man?
That is me.
Executive chef at Grosse Pointe Yacht Club.
That is me from the future.
Dude, I love you. I would rather be friends with this guy.
Oh, fuck you, man.
I mean, look, he's a French chef, man.
Yeah, well, shut your mouth.
He works at a yacht club.
I could cook you French food.
No, you can't.
I definitely could try.
You couldn't even make French fries, man.
Hey, you put those in the oven. That's easy enough.
Look at this man. This man writes a lot of stuff.
Dude, it's
kind of
what
intense.
Even is club and I don't even know what that is.
I think it's got to be like a what do you call them? Industry website?
Maybe.
Like that people, you know, go and they watch or they talk about. Who? What's Huddle?
Huddle.
What's this?
This is like.
It's another Colby Newman,
yeah,
right?
Football.
Here.
Football.
Nixon
stuff.
Smiley High School, boys varsity football.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more that have turned up in the last, like,
so weird,
because,
like, I feel your name is very unique,
it's
you know?
Not. It's
Colby?
Not.
I've only ever known of one other Colby in my real life, and it was a woman.
Yep. I knew there were two in my grade.
You're not even the first Facebook to come up, dude.
Nope.
Dude, you're on IMDb.
Dude. I'm in Blood and Honor? And I have a badge? What the hell's the badge?
That's gotta be an ad.
An ad?
Yeah, that's an ad. It's gotta be, right?
For what?
I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah, it's supposed to be up here.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be like the home button. See how it goes?
Oh, yeah, because it went home.
Yeah, see? And then it goes away, and it appears down here. It's broken. Yep. Yeah, Ben, you were in Body Shop.
Dude, I'm Hank. I played Hank.
You played Hank in Body Shop, and you were Bounty Hunter number 3 in Blood and Honor. Wow. You're also a stunt driver, dude.
Oh, shit.
That's way cooler than
I am
than 5'10", a podcaster.
So that's me.
You can't be Colby Newman 34. Oh, my God, this is the chef.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, dude. This food looks horrible, actually.
Hey, you want tomatoes? You just want a lot of tomatoes?
I don't. Let's see what he's at on Instagram, though, man.
Jesus.
Okay, that looks pretty dang good. That looks pretty good. Golf Point Yacht Club chef. Dude, his food looks lit, dude.
All right, I would trade in myself.
Man, look at this meat, dude. This is delicious. This is a far superior Colby.
Yep.
I mean, he would be a superior Seth too. I mean, there's no competing here. It's just
no. That's a man with a career right there.
That is incredible. Look at this one, dude. Two comments. Look how many hashtag foodgasm is one that he hashtagged in there. It's
wow.
Just, he's got a Russian bot commenting on it. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect, dude. Dude, that is hilarious. It's weird to Google you on this profile because I'm not really signed in.
Right.
Like, it's signed in as Seth and Colby, so, like, you know.
Yeah, there's not any personal
There's no personal connections
on
it.
They go to images because I'm definitely not even on there anymore.
What the? Dude, what?
Yeah. Look at that. Do you think he's Colby Newman 13 because he is 13 years
That'd
old?
That'd be my guess, right?
That's so sketchy.
Look at all these little kids.
That's so weird.
Dude, this has got to be because of you. All these kids, they're being named after you.
No.
They got to be, dude. Why are there so many little kids named Colby now?
Dude.
It's because of you.
Hey, this is the guy that I've seen before.
This dude?
Yeah, that's him.
He looks like a gorilla.
I think he's the dude who tried to get my website at one point in time.
You should have sold it to him.
Yeah.
Wide Area Networks LLC, dude. You should have sold it to him. Would have been better. He could have made some money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that website even still up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Forwards.
See, here's the Colbys that I know. That's a Colby to me, right there. A woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a woman. That's a Colby to me. Yeah. Not that you aren't sexy and I'm not attracted to you, because I am, but, you know, it's just...
stab you.
Let's do a search for me, man. Now I'm curious. Because, see, there's this dude who was in the military and got his legs blown off in Iraq, and he is a far superior human being to me in every way,
mm-hmm.
but now he stole all of my internet juice, mm-hmm. because everyone's like, look at how great this guy is. Like, they throw benefits for him all the time,
right.
because he's a combat vet wounded in action. You know, it's... like, I'm nobody now.
Yeah.
And you can't be mad at it because he's a combat vet who was wounded in action. So now I just look like a jerk anytime I'm jealous of him.
Can't really be mad, no.
Because I would not get my legs blown off to be first in Google. I would not trade that, just for the record. That would not be a thing. But that's who shows up here. It's like, this guy here, same guy. That's just a stock photo. I think that's him right there. Like, look at this man. Look, that is him. I can't even grow a beard. Look at this man right here, dude.
Pretty manly.
That's a friggin' man right there. See, here's the poor guy as he's going through like all of his problems and stuff, dude. Let's see, here's me. Here's the first picture of me right here.
No, you got Matthew over there, but
oh God, are you serious?
The world's best photos by Seth Neiman. Wow.
That's my reputation.
That's
a photo shoot from 2006. I peaked in 06 with that dude.
You peaked in 06?
In my life, man.
Oh,
that's horrible.
No.
What do you mean no? It's the first image on Google.
That's just because it's been around the longest, man. That's how Google
then there's
works.
This one. This is, first of all, hold on a second. What is this website?
I don't know.
I don't know what this is.
HiveMiner?
HiveMiner.com/user/Seth Neiman. These are just like my photos from Flickr.
Weird.
I think it's what these are. Oh, you want to see the most racist thing ever? Look at this. This is from like high school.
Oh, a photo is no longer available.
Oh God, you just have
what?
To look at it really small. This is one of my Timory right here. This girl, she was a friend of mine. She was dating this dude who wore full blackface to be Jimi Hendrix for a Halloween party.
Oh, my Lance.
Like, I didn't know how inappropriate that was back then, but that is. Wildly inappropriate.
That's a pretty bad one.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Yep.
Here whenever we talk about Matthew, how do we? Okay, I want to show this photo, so I'm gonna look up my Flickr.
God dang it, man!
Do you think it's just Seth Damon? Probably, right?
I would assume.
Slash.
Maybe.
Yeah, this is me right here. Okay. Hey, look at this. There's nothing embarrassing on here except for the everything. Like here. Look, this is me. This is me in 2006. Literally the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how little I change. Here's those photo shoots. Let's see here. I did look skinnier back then, though. Like, look at that. Like, I still got some man boobs, but, you know, it's like... Okay, let's keep going. Okay, here's the blackface. Like, this is not appropriate. So that is not appropriate,
even
sir.
Back then, man.
No, it's never been appropriate.
No.
It's never been appropriate.
How do you be like, yeah, I'm down with this?
Here's Matthew's. Let's look at Matthew. Here's me in a toga, by the way.
Wow.
What is that, dude?
I don't even know. What is Matthew? A witch?
I think he's a sorcerer.
I think he's a witch.
He's got his boken, dude.
Oh, is that
I remember his boken.
Is that a fake sword? Or?
Yeah, it's his wooden sword. Oh, here's
like
another picture
handle.
Of him right here.
Okay. Know, so cringy.
Here's what we're going to do, all right? We're going to... How do I just copy a link to this photo?
I don't know. Share?
Like, how do I... Like, what's this?
What is the share? Yeah,
share photo?
There you go.
Embed? Image source, that's got to be it, right? So, like, static. Yeah, here we go. Okay. So, copy. Can we... Does this actually take me the photo? Perfect. Is this... Can we give you the full size? Okay, that is the full size because 19... Or 2003. Yeah. Okay, then we're going to go to Nightbot. Okay. And we're going to make it so... Custom. Now when we talk about Matthew,
yeah,
okay, so you can just type Matthew in chat and let's do a short link.
Oh my gosh,
let's just put that here, you know, shorten that URL, copy, and then we'll just paste that in here. And now anytime, you know, someone's like, who's Matthew, yeah, you could just type !! Matthew into chat and it'll show you this photo.
That's
he's got black lips.
Do I know? It's scary. It's super scary.
That is just not okay, dude.
Ugh.
And then I got pictures of the zoo. It's just like these photos are so old. Like for a hot second there, I wanted to be in photography. Look at this, dude. Like what is? Like he just walked around like this.
That's creepy. That's super weird, man. I you know, I always called out the fact that he was a weird person.
Yeah, so yeah. This is my this to tell you how old this is. This is my brother Daniel, yeah. Right here. All right, he turns 19 in June.
Jesus,
that's how long ago these photos were. Just so you know,
yeah, like 10 years.
Oh, longer than that. He looks younger than Aaron here, right. And Aaron's 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. When's it say? They say August 19, 2005. So these are 13 years ago. So yeah, he would be 5 years old in that photo.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, these are old.
That's crazy shit.
So when you're like, oh, you don't care about privacy, like Flickr.com/Seth Neiman, I've been using since 2003. Like.
Yeah, but what do you got up there, man?
What do you mean?
You got nothing up there that's embarrassing.
That's because I know there's nothing embarrassing to be had. Are you kidding me? The fact that I know... This man is embarrassing.
Nah.
Yes.
Everybody knows some weirdos.
No, they not like that. They don't.
I mean, I got Penelope.
What about this photo of me? Is this embarrassing?
Nah.
It's got 34 views. August 1st, 2005, man. How about that?
Jeez.
Oh, this is also how Matthew read in Border. I'm just flashing back to horrors of my life now. he would go into Barnes & Noble, and he'd sit in the chair, and he'd just get a big picture book. Like, I think that's a book of maps. Uh-huh. And he would sit there and just go... Whoosh, 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 and just look at picture after picture after picture. Just frantically flipping through the books.
Yeah, like, if anybody looks like a fucking ape,
Dude, it's him. He's an ape man, dude. Him. He's an ape man. This is me on my 18th birthday. Or graduation. One of the two. This is what I look like on graduation.
That's creepy.
Of a little less skinny. I'm a little more skinny, I guess. Here's me dressed up for the Revenge of the Sith premiere, dude. It's freaking Anakin and Padme, dude.
I dressed up for that shit, too.
Look
man.
At that, dude. I look good.
Yeah.
May 18th, 2005.
Yep. I was definitely Anakin as well.
I look like my soul is being ripped out of my body.
Yeah.
That's horrific, dude. I just want to go. Here's me without a shirt, dude. Oh, my God. Look. Okay, like, look at this. Like, here's a picture of us in our natural environment, all right? There's me, there's my ex-wife, there's the man she married, there's some foreign exchange student that he knew, and then there's Matthew.
Dude, where even is that?
That would be, that's Sarah's old house. That's where that is, yeah.
I would have seen you there.
This is before I knew you, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is way before I knew. Here's the guy you put on blackface. That's him, white. Oh, here's me licking my own foot.
Hey, there's your foot picture, man.
There's the foot photo, man. There it is.
Oh, shit.
There, everyone saw it. Yeah. Yeah. 38 views, 2 comments. That's from 2003, April 20th, 2003. That is literally stupid how old that is.
That's crazy.
2003, man. Dude. That means that... Hello, that's 15 years ago, right? So that foot photo of me is 15 years old. I still got it. I still got it, Chad.
You don't got it. Oh. Oh, you got it. You still got it. Yeah.
I still got it.
Still got that
yeah, that's
flexibility
right.
skill.
That man. Flexibility that really hurt my leg, though. I'm not going to lie.
Do that. Yeah.
I feel like I actually pulled a leg muscle doing
you
that.
Might have done that.
So maybe I don't still got it.
Maybe. You still barely got it.
What an idiot, dude. All right, well, we just went down memory lane. We've been doing that a lot recently.
Yeah.
Just, like, going down memory lane, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that.
So, yeah, man. Can we... okay, let's talk about this. This is a topic, so don't leave, but it is relevant to our life, okay? So, in Wichita, we're getting a new restaurant called Blade and Timber, where it's in Delano, and you can throw axes at it. So Wichita is on the front end of a surprising new trend. Blade and Timber, an axe-throwing bar, is coming to Delano next month. What's that you say? You're supposed to hear that alcohol and axes will mix. You hear that a lot, says Matt Basinger, CEO of the Kansas City, Kansas company. Blade and Timber is one of a number of concepts nationally that allow customers to sip drinks and wield axes. It's so much fun, Basinger says. He founded the business with CEO Ryan Henrik. Their Swell Spark company has escape rooms under the name Breakout, such as Breakout Lords. Don't care. We want to give people shared experiences. We really believe in the power of putting your phone down for a few minutes and be face-to-face with people. Says the company's niche is offering interactive entertainment that also is a shared experience. We've had a ton of success with that in escape rooms. They build an axe-throwing lane for employees, friends, and family. And Basinger says that they quickly realize it's another really cool shared experience worth building a business around. They have a Blade and Timber in Leawood, in Kansas City.
Huh.
Be 5,000 square feet in the Travel Air building. It's the same building as Milk Float and Planet Sub, so it's right there by the clock tower. They like the downtown vibe, blah, 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 blah. Said he's looking to open in bigger cities, began to consider Wichita because a lot of his family is from here or lives here, and he says he's grown fond of the city. What a loser. He says he also likes the revitalization of the city's core and wants to be a part of it, so he started talking to friends and family here about their favorite parts of the city and where he might locate Blade and Timber.
Oh, shit.
So, let's see, what'll be... So, there'll be 10 lanes. He says, basically like the concept of bowling, except balls hurling down a lane at pins, 18-inch hatchets are aimed at wooden targets. There will be 10 lanes for rent, which Basinger says customers will be encouraged to sign up for online for an hour and a half at a time. An hour and a half?
Dude, I'd be so good at that.
There will also be leagues and regular tournaments, along with rentals for group outings and corporate events. We have a coach who's with you the entire time. He says coaches
get the coach out of
I
here.
Think that's just for the events,
oh,
right?
Okay.
He says coaches can quickly teach safe technique. No, they're always there, I guess.
Nah, fuck off.
Yeah, I just want to throw axes. Yeah. I don't need you looking over my shoulder telling me I'm doing it wrong.
I feel like that's got to be like a legal thing.
Right?
Because who's going to put alcohol and axes together with drunk? Like, I've been around drunk people.
Alcohol won't be immediately available
like a terrible idea.
Until permitting is complete, but other beverages and snacks. Well, Basinger knows there may be a bit of a hurdle with people understanding the concept initially, much as he experienced with potential landlords when he started looking at Wichita properties. He says they were like, you can do what? Blade and Timber most likely will open the second week of May, and Basinger says he's confident it will be a hit, no pun intended. There's not really much in life that's as satisfying as throwing an axe at a target and sticking it. This does sound like a terrible idea. I mean,
yeah.
How many times have you seen videos on the internet of like people bowling and like they throw the ball and it hits the ceiling and things crash? Like, now we're going to do it with sharp objects?
Yeah, yeah. Also, there was a picture up there with a person standing where the axe was being thrown. And I'm really concerned about that.
Should we watch one of these videos? I don't know. Like, it's not open, so these videos aren't of the one in Wichita.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, shit.
We're throwing axes! Be men!
Oh, man.
Look at me, I'm manly as a...
Closer up on today, I'm going to throw axes to Nick.
To him?
Are they making fun of his Asian pronunciation?
I honestly don't know.
Racist.
I think Dennis just cut himself, so hopefully we can play this game before somebody dies.
Yeah! That's us right there, dude.
Dramatic.
Okay, sir, we're going to need you to not scream like a wild banshee.
This game is called Sequins.
Okay, we're going to play a game called Sequins. And we basically got to, like, remember that gun game from Call of Duty where you kill someone with one gun and then you get another gun, you got to kill them with that gun, and then you keep leveling up until you got, like, the rocket launcher? It's like the same thing, except you're throwing just, like, axes at numbers, and the numbers are your cooler guns.
Edited.
One, and you got to throw one on two, then three, then four, and then you got to hit the red dot and then the blue dot. The winner wins all their appendages, and everyone else gets,
chopped up.
Okay, Colton.
This is the only time I haven't done it.
Seatbelt?
But this isn't lane. Like, the one they're talking about is lane.
Right.
This is we would kill somebody with this.
That's terrible.
I kind of want to try it, though, man.
Dude,
have you
never like
held an axe before? Have you ever chopped wood?
Like I chop wood all the time.
I do.
You do?
You have?
Yeah,
you
I have.
But you've never, like, thrown the axe at a tree or anything?
No, why would you do that?
Because it's fun. Are you kidding me right now?
Are you ready?
So Chelsea and I are on a team. Dude. Together we are the Axie Pads, kind of like Maxi Pads, but with
we
the
get
axe.
It.
And Corbin is unfortunately stuck.
We're axholes. Me and Dennis, we're axholes, dude.
Yeah.
What, me or Dennis?
You.
Whoa. Oh, wait, better than him? Oh, better than Burkle. You. When you say you, you mean Nick.
Is this even at the company?
Can we get... No, I think Wichita video. News Googled axe throwing videos, and this one had the most views.
Are you kidding me?
I think I'm going to single-handedly win today.
Oh, no, dude. This looks kind of fun.
I think that's the proper footwear to be wearing for axe throwing. That's what I've heard. Actually.
Like, well, yeah, what happens if you drop it on your foot?
Dude, you have to sign so...
Oh!
So many...
Hold up.
Legal documents to go into this thing.
I'm into that.
Screw up.
All right, let's look at the other video. Let's see if the other video is about the place he already owns. Yeah, okay. Here's the one that I already owns. That lady's like double it up,
dude,
man.
You double it up, and then one of them just comes
the
back and hits you right in the back
relief.
Of the head.
Right.
With that giant axe in your hand, you just feel powerful.
She is blottoed, dude. You feel powerful.
So,
well, you can just take a man and
you
just run through his flesh.
You want your thumbs up?
Here's the coach, dude.
Like you're holding a golf club.
You're telling me that it's better to go overhead.
Low, bring it straight overhead, right down the middle.
Then,
use your core
one.
As you lean into it. Release at eye level, and then follow through. Woo! Nice. There you go. High five.
I'm not high-fiving the coach. I'm not going to do it.
Nice shot, Aaron.
Yes.
These people look drunk, dude. They look just destroyed.
I really enjoy the people that work here. They're so friendly.
That was...
Woo! First shot. Nice.
I'm not high-fiving
There's
the dude.
So many high-fives.
I'm not high-fiving that dude.
Man.
This seems like it would be
so
easier
many.
When... I wonder if it's safety that they got to do it two-handed.
Finally. Yeah!
It's got to be safety-related that they do it
no,
two-handed,
No, I think
right?
it's got to be, like, the turn. Because if
nice.
You do it one-handed, you're going to get too much velocity where it's turning faster.
Okay.
And I think it's easier to...
Oh, that was it.
To overhead, it's going to be a slower turn to where they've probably got
right.
That
makes
down,
sense
distance wise.
Let's also talk about how the Kansas City Star actually sent a camera crew out to make video, and the Wichita one stole that video and also just Googled axe throwing for a place that's completely irrelevant.
Just
to
Googled
this place.
Axe
just,
throwing.
Just Wichita's a cesspool of sin, and it's horrible, and I hate it here.
Cesspool of sin.
It's the worst. It's shite, the entire place. It's horrible. Hey, Fictional, how you doing, man? How you doing, dude? You know, I kind of wanted to hate it, but...
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
I feel like we should go try that sometime.
Okay, minus the fucking coach person.
Yeah, I'm going to hate that.
I don't need nobody
to... I feel like it's going to be a little buzzkilly to have him there, because he's going to be like, you can't have fun, it's serious.
Right.
You know, like, that's what I'm going to feel like. Yeah. And I just want to be like, coach, can I kill you?
Yeah, no, it's you better be safe.
Basic Braid says, so they have proof of concept already, and they know they can do it safely. I think it would be cool.
Yeah, they got it.
I think it would be.
It's a buzzkill, but, I mean, it would be much better to just go out to a piece of slab of land with axes and throw.
Yeah, I mean, we could go out to my parents' house in the middle of nowhere and just throw axes at trees.
That sounds a lot funner than having a coach be like, ah, yeah, you did
high
it!
High five, bro!
High five!
Ah, take a photo of me! I don't want any of that. But I do want to get drunk and throw axes at wood. That does sound great.
Those sound like really good combos.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't.
I might try it. It's probably going to be too expensive. It's going to be out of my price range.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because it's going
to
cost money to rent it.
Half,
to
man,
rent
that's
it, yeah.
A long time. Want to be throwing axes for an hour and a half? You're going to.
Do
be
you think you could share
time.
A lane like you do in bowling? I would assume so, right?
Yeah.
So we could split it. Like if it's $50, we could split it four ways or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's crazy.
I don't know, man. It kind of looks fun.
Who?
I'd be down for that.
Who
I'd be down
up for, with that shit.
Dude, crazy people.
Yeah,
crazy people, dude.
Crazy people.
Police raided a legal rave at an abandoned Toys R Us.
Illegal rave?
It's just a legal rave happening.
Oh my god!
Apparently, police were called to abandoned Toys R Us after hundreds of people staged a massive Easter weekend rave inside the shop.
Raves R Us. Oh my life!
Dude, how great is that, dude? If it's like bowling, I want my own lane. I don't think they can, man, because it'd be too many people, right?
Yeah,
I think you'd have to share.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to. It's probably like a group thing. You get your friends, and then you go out, and then you all throw axes while getting drunk.
That sounds great, dude.
Yeah.
I would rather do it at my parents, though. If I'm being honest, right. I'd rather go out where there's no supervision.
Yes,
I feel like that would be better.
1,000%.
That would be definitely better. Do you want to listen to some epic music, man?
Yes.
I feel like. So this guy, what he did, Benjamin Squires, he's just a composer or whatever. He took 7 minutes, or he took themes from every superhero Marvel movie, mm-hmm. and then combined them into one 7-minute long epic Avengers theme song. Mm-hmm. I have not listened to this, so we'll just go as much as we can, as much as we can handle. It's super loud. Okay, so here we go. So I'm guessing he's gonna throw. This is Spider-Man, or.
I would think.
Right?
I mean, if he just does random... Yeah, this sounds like Spider-Man. Sounds like Homecoming.
It does. It's actually going to be interesting to hear this, because, like, how much personality each one of them has.
Right. Well, maybe not. I think it's just randomly spursed.
Don't know, dude. Well, I mean, how many? It probably depends on how many Avengers he's got. Like, if he's gonna do 14 Avengers, he's got like 30 seconds to do them. No, because this is Captain America. He changed the theme.
It's like a mix of Cap and Wakanda, probably.
Oh, it's Spider. Okay, never mind. It's whatever. Well, this is Spider-Man, obviously.
I don't know, man.
Am I stupid for not realizing that the Spider-Man score in Homecoming had Spider-Man's theme song in it?
I don't think it did.
It's right here.
Yeah, but this is... I thought he made this.
Well, now it goes back to Avengers. Dude, this is pretty sweet. I wish I knew the individual themes better. I feel like I would enjoy the mashup better, right? Yeah, I'm dumb. Fictional says I'm dumb. Oh no, I just wasn't paying enough attention, I guess. I feel like the scores in these movies kind of hit go to the background because there's so much other stuff going on.
What's this one? Guardians?
Guardians, maybe? always support the SSS. You're dumb. Thanks, Fictional. Appreciate the support, man. Yeah, this is Guardians. This theme I know. Falcon? I didn't hear the Batman theme in Justice League. Did they play
Batman
theme? No, right?
That's what I would think,
right?
Too.
Yeah, that'd be great if Batfleck came out and that just started playing in the background, Jesus. Dude. That'd be so great.
Oh, man, we're getting serious. It's a slow fade. Thanos. Does Thanos have a theme? How far into this are we?
Dude, this is really well done. How do you go about doing this?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Do you think he actually recorded all this himself?
No.
There's no way, right? Composed and arranged by Benjamin Squires. So it looks like he's got only a few in here. Avengers theme, Captain America, original Spider-Man, Spider-Man Homecoming theme, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Dude, I rewatched The Winter Soldier the other day.
So good.
It's got so much good, like, heist...
Yeah.
Spy, like, music in it. It's not, like, all this, like, orchestral shit. It's a whole bunch of, like...
Mix of music?
Yeah, really fast-paced, kind of...
A little dedication, determination, and some insanity? I would agree with that. That's probably what it took, Menace. You're probably totally right.
But yeah, there's a little hint of Thanos theme when... In the Avengers.
When you see him, probably. Well, there's probably also some Thanos theme in Guardians, too, because he's in that a lot. Was Thanos in Guardians Josh Brolin?
I don't know.
I think he was.
I don't think he was in the Avengers where he turned around.
No, he definitely wasn't in the Avengers, but they got him for Guardians, right? Yeah.
He would think.
God, I'm so hyped for this movie.
Dude, he's throwing a planet at another planet.
That's what it looks like, dude.
It's going to be crazy.
Okay, he was Josh Brolin. All right. See, I don't know what this is coming from, what movie this is. This is intense right here, whatever it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's original stuff?
I don't think so. It says it's a mix. Dude, Thanos looks so good in that photo. Like, it's at the point where he doesn't look digital anymore. You know? Is he?
Yeah.
Or is he makeup?
No, that's digital, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know how you go about making that chin.
This has got to be Captain America. A little horn in the background. Sounds like friggin' American, dude. It's America. It's America.
They made it less purpley, probably, would be my guess.
Yeah, I think people complained about it being... the wrong color.
Really?
I don't know if it was too purpley or less purpley, but...
His death music.
His death music. Sad theme.
It does sound...
Bucky.
Death music.
Bucky, come back! Don't ever let go, Bucky! Oh. I'll never let go.
I'm with you till the end of the line. Good God.
Oh, man. Okay. It's almost over. I feel like the last 45 seconds got to be just played Avengers theme, right? Just got to hype it up.
Dun, 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 dun,
like, you can tell it's a good theme because they've been using it in every trailer that they've shown for the Avengers, and it's never gotten old.
Right.
You know? It's just
good,
constantly,
so
you know, hair-raising.
Definitely is. I would agree.
Where's Iron Man in this photo?
They're thinking that
the Guardians
and Doctor Strange and Iron Man are fighting on Titan against Thanos.
Like the planet or the moon or whatever, or wherever
Titans,
Thanos is from?
Right. And then these guys are fighting his army that's trying to attack Wakanda.
That's crazy.
And then the rumor is Bruce Banner's in the Hulkbuster armor.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to turn back into the Hulk.
He's the Hulk right there, though. I saw him.
You see the Hulkbuster armor get destroyed in the trailer. So he's going to just...
Oh, he just turns into it. I gotcha.
Just fucking
Well, they didn't go ham with the thing at the end. I'm a little disappointed about that. But, dude, that's some crazy talent right there from Benjamin Squalls.
I just don't get it. I don't get what he actually did.
I think he just blended themes together. That's all he did, dude.
Interesting.
He's done it for a few. Like, he's got Spider-Man Homecoming, Spectre, Man of Steel. Huh.
Weird.
That's cool, dude. I don't know. I've always wished I could write orchestral music like that, dude. It'd be so great. But I am not like talented enough. So.
It would be pretty fun.
That'd be cool. But we've reached 2 hours, dude. So anything else you want to talk about? I mean, I still got topics, but none of them are good. So
yeah, no, I think I'm
good. Okay, so oh my god, just had to throw that in there. Just let everyone know. All right. So just to recap, dudes, we're it's not even a recap. Just a reminder. Like, no matter where you're listening, how you're digesting the show, what?
The puffer keeps coming off,
it's
man.
Been, it's
it.
Been like that for 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. You must have hit it with your face. But no matter how you ingest the show, Swolby, that's your name, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that should be your Twitter name.
Oh, no.
Swolby, dude.
No.
Do it. You won't.
No, I won't. It's probably taken.
Well, you should look at it. So no matter how you ingest the show, whether it's live at twitch.tv/TheColby, youtube.com/TheColby, or it's on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, you could always reach out, give us your thoughts, opinions, comment on the show. You could just give us a story that we could read on the air. We don't care. We would love to hear from you. There's also the Discord available to you. You can type exclamation point Discord into the chat and get a link to join. You're welcome to come hang out there at all times. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you don't, that's cool. But if you want to also, feel free. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. And guys, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back on Thursday for Seth the Colby Show. And then afterwards, I guess we're going to do some Colby
stuff.
Plays games.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I guess it's gonna be, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
so thank you all for hanging out.
Thank
if you. If you hit the follow button on Twitter on your way out,
follow.
That'd be great. If you're not following us, and subscribe on YouTube if you're not
everywhere.
Doing that. And check us out on social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Seth the Colby. We're going to start posting to the other things more. We post Twitter already, but we're going to start posting other things more. And guys, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Thank you.
We'll see you all on Thursday.
Thursday.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.